Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, you can back us on Patreon at patreon.com/RagnarokRock.
All the cool people do.
We here at RagnarokRock would like to thank the following patrons. Chados.
Steve Ariza.
Michael Davis.
Steven Vess.
Brownie Davis.
Wee Willie Wilson.
Wheelchair Jim.
Savarik.
James Burns.
Boy Harkin.
Michael Drescher.
And several bats.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
More.
All right, and we're
recording. Oh, I'm not ready.
I'm not ready either. This constantly happens, you guys.
Damn it.
Keep going with it.
No.
From pain.
You're going to have to deal with it, Will. I'm sorry. I have no sympathy for your pain. That's not true. I have no sympathy for your pain.
You have, I mean, especially since we cause most of it.
Yeah, we do cause a lot of Will's pain.
Why did you guys punch me so many times?
Because you weren't ready.
Yeah.
You weren't ready either.
That's why I punched.
Because I was too busy punching.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another RagnarokRock actual play. Today we're going to be playing The Sprawl. This is a little one-shot scenario that I cooked up. I'm calling it the clean getaway.
For ironic reasons.
Do not put that little man on the microphone, Will.
We go back and listen to this recording, and when Will does that, he's just like, "Help! He's giving me the Swedish ice box! Help! Oh, please save me!"
No one has any idea what we're talking about.
No, not at all. So I'm Ryan. I'm going to be emceeing this scenario. We still have to do links. But let's get that kicked off. You guys go around and introduce yourselves and your characters.
All right. I'm Alex. I am playing Cortez, the soldier. He has penetrating eyes, a scarred face, a graceful body, and he has corporate wear. He's wearing a very well-fitted black suit with a black tie.
My name is Ed. I will be playing Defense, the hacker. He's got twitchy eyes, a sneering face, a thin body, and corporate wear. He's wearing...
Good, we all look alike.
Are you corporate wear, too?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, at least we're dressed
team. Well. He's wearing a white button-down shirt and like a pink tie and big thick glasses. He's got a crew cut. And he stole his cyberware from the Shoom Corp. And now the leader of that corporation, Charles Shooms, is after him.
You don't want to cross Charles Shooms because shubaduba.
Yep,
that's right.
And I'm Will, and I'm playing Cobra.
He has two assassins named Shuba and Duba.
That's not Shuba and Duba.
Or are those the names of his guns?
His guns.
This is Shuba. This is Duba.
All right.
Destin Troy.
The guy's name is Cobra. He's the infiltrator. He is... his eyes are blue and cunning. He has a very calm face. He's wiry. And he's also wearing a suit. But more like black tie.
He's wearing a tuxedo?
No, he's just wearing a black suit and black tie.
So
he has top hat, white gloves.
A monocle and a cane.
Alright, so the way we do links in this game is each player makes up a job that their character participated in the past. could be against any of the corporations we've named so far. So just for the listeners, before we started the recording, Ed came up with Shoom Corp. They are... they do weapons technology and cyberware, and their CEO is Charles Shoom, with his guns, Shuba, and Duba. Alex came up with Synthtech Solutions, who are consumer electronics manufacturers, and they also do Cyberdex. And Will came up with SynthCorp Technologies, who have severe branding issues with SynthTech Solutions. And they do cybernetic implants, medical tech, and biomed engineering. And I'm going to add my own corp into the mix. N5 Foundries, they are semiconductors manufacturing, and they also do natural resource extraction and shipping and trucking.
What do they ship?
Usually the natural resources that they mine and then use in their foundry.
So it's not like they don't like ship like Sam and Dean Winchester or...
Oh, no.
Okay.
They're not fanfic shippers. They're actual shippers.
Oh, okay. We might have just offended some people by referring to them as not actual shippers.
Maybe. So, I guess, Akos, since you started, what was a job that you were a part of in the past against one of these corps?
I had a job to steal the prototype for a brand new cyber deck that SynthTech Solutions was making, and give it to one of their competitors so that they could like beat them to market with whatever new tech was in there.
Okay. So either of the two of you,
mm-hmm.
Ed and Will, were either of you a part of this job where Cortez stole the prototype of the new cyber deck from SynthTech? And how did you participate? What was your role in the theft?
Perhaps, yeah. I guess I could be. I could have been involved. I was still working for Shum Corp at the time, and I was the one who gave him the assignment.
Okay. So you get plus one link with defense.
Do I have plus one link to
it? No, you get links based on your job.
Okay.
Or, you know what, hell, why not? There's only three of you. There can't be that many possible combinations. So you can take one link with Cortez as well.
And we can go up to plus three.
Yeah. Will, were you involved in the SynthCorp job? Sorry, SynthTech.
Yeah, I think he had help, and I helped him with the infiltration.
He had help, and that was me.
All right, so you were like the man on the inside. You went and actually stole the prototype for him. He set up the job and planned it.
Yeah.
All right.
That went off without a hitch.
Fantastic. So then you get a link
with Cobra.
With Cobra, and you get a link with Cortez.
Plus one.
Do I get a link with Cobra, too, since he was part of the job?
No, because he didn't. Because you didn't hire me.
I hired him.
Yeah, I subcontracted to him.
You know me.
Well, obviously we have links.
So your guy's name is what?
It's Cortez.
Cortez.
It's Cortez, Deepens, and Cobra.
Cortez and Cobra. What's the is it a plus one skill link or is it a
plus one link? Yeah.
I hope there are people sitting at home going, "Defense! I know who Ed's supposed to be." Apparently, they're all Will.
Yeah.
Apparently, all our listeners are just Wills.
Guys, we're listening to the podcast. Shut up, I can't hear. Hand me that acid.
The scariest thing is when Will does an impression of Will.
It is really terrifying. Okay, so now...
I like to talk myself in third person.
What was a job that Defense has pulled in the past?
Well, he stole his cyberware from
from Shumcore.
So was that like you had to like escape from a Shumcore like facility, and you did you like defect to another corporation?
So I'm thinking that he used to be like a mover and a shaker in Shumcore.
Okay. And so you were like on the senior staff.
Yeah, and this bit of cyberware came across his desk, and for whatever reason, maybe so did he decide to test it out on himself, or did Chucky Shumes decide?
I mean, it's not really a test. Well, I mean, you could get it removed.
So
What is it that you have?
It's an experimental. It's an experimental neural interface. So did he decide to just plug himself in and steal it, or did Chucky Shumes decide to test it out on him and something went wrong, so he ran off with it?
I kind of like the idea of it being like a loyalty test for you. Uh-huh. By Chucky Shumes. Like, you know, if you really want to go to the next level in the company, you have to step up and let us implant this experimental tech in your brain.
And I think whatever it is, it made him a little unstable.
Okay.
So he felt like, you know, he basically felt betrayed by Chucky Shumes for making him get this implant.
Does it have Freeman software like in Eclipse Phase?
And ran off with it.
That could be a thing. Like, maybe they can shut it down or impede your neural processes or change your behavior. You're not sure.
Right.
All right.
So, yeah, I essentially had to escape from the... it was probably some sort of medical facility that they had me in to study how it went, and I had to break out.
All right. Did either of you guys help Defense escape from Shumcore?
I mean, it seems like it wasn't really a planned thing.
So he was on his own?
Unless you were in there for a while and you had some, like, you were able to reach out for help.
Yeah, maybe I was in there for a while and I reached out to one of my contacts.
Because you hired him to...
Yeah, all right.
A job for SynthTech.
Sure.
Okay. So you guys can take a link with each other.
And then I would have brought in Cobra. He's the best in-and-out man I know.
So then I would have
a in-and-out, in-and-out, over and over.
Yeah, you would have another link with him. Or a link.
Defense.
Plus one. And Cobra, how about you?
What?
We need a job that Cobra has been on in the
taking
past.
On the G.I. Joes. Is that what you were thinking too?
No, just, we did it, and Ryan goes, so Cobra, what about you? And Will goes, what?
Does Cobra talk like this?
I'd say that. No, he doesn't talk like that.
See, whenever he says Cobra, I think dodgeball, which is why I go.
Well, I looked up code names and Cobra popped up.
That's fine.
Solid Snake.
That's going to be free on Xbox. Like, I might own your Solid 5.
Ooh, that's going to be fun.
Ooh, so,
where's we go?
I can't.
You're an infiltrator, maybe. So what kind of things... You need to gain access to something.
Alex, Conan's on.
Well, you could have impersonated somebody.
I would say the last thing I did was to get my, was to fuck over that person, right?
That person who you never specified who it was.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'll turn that question over to you two. Who did Cobra fuck over to get his synthetic nerves?
Synthetic nerves. That's a hell of an operation.
Sort of back alley surgeon.
That's what I was thinking.
Named Chow.
Oh, I was going to say Chop Shop.
Chop Shop Chow.
I'm picturing the
combine it.
I'm picturing the guy from Blade Runner, you know, the old Asian man.
Yeah.
Who made all the parts.
Yes.
That's Chop Shop Chow.
So I think he's a back alley doc, but he installs like top of the line cyberware. But just not in legal facilities.
Right. And
you told him you were good for the cred, and then
you bailed on it.
I feel like part of it is also he probably deals in a lot of favors too.
Okay,
so maybe you owed him something, and
just kind of bailed on him.
Yeah,
and he's got a lot of people who owe him
because okay. So just as the surgery finished up. You were, like, in the back room recovering, and I guess, like, the authorities or whatever showed up, and they took Chow in, and you just booked it. Like, you snuck out.
Oh, you left him?
Yeah.
So you left Chow. Chow got picked up. And so you not only got away without having to pay him back in any way, but no. Chow got...
I feel like a guy named Chop Shop would have, like... He would want to harvest people for parts.
Uh-huh.
So that's the kind of thing, like, if he catches up with you, he's going to be, like, carving you up.
He's going to take the nerves back.
Right.
One at a time.
If someone needs, like, a replacement eye, he's got two waiting right there.
Like, exactly. That's why I'm picturing the guy from... I think it was a Sam Hung character, the old guy who... made the synth parts.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that's a good one. I like it.
All right. So... I guess if that was your... The job was before that or after that, or was that part of the job?
No, then... That's the way it happened, then it wasn't a job.
Okay. So then we need a job that Cobra did in the past.
Maybe I've stolen once before from,
I'll read you the company names again. There's N5 Foundries. There's Shum Corp.
Well, I'm going to say I stole something from N5 Foundries.
Okay.
I infiltrated. Like, I stole it. Got out clean.
What did you steal from them?
What were they involved in?
They're a semiconductors manufacturer. They're also in natural resource extraction and shipping and trucking.
How about a next-gen mining laser?
Yeah, I stole a next-gen mining laser.
Oh, I like it.
How about instead of stealing, because you've done a lot of stealing, maybe you sabotaged...
I like that.
A project.
Yeah. Sabotaged it. Yeah,
like, you did a corporate... You basically did a corporate hatchet job.
I like that.
Sabotage their next-gen mining laser.
So that when they went to go show it at the demonstration, it blew up.
Essentially,
and
yeah.
Killed thousands of people.
He killed one person.
It just, like, swung around
the room. Oh, dear me! We've got good news and bad news, sir. The good news is that the mining laser works really well.
There was a problem.
The bad news is that the mining laser doesn't stop working.
There was a problem in N5's mining laser. Many people were killed today. These images might be disturbing.
Ah! N5 used to be N6, but due to a drastic staff reduction, they decided to change it.
It's like that fucking level from Half-Life where the laser just, like...
Played it.
They almost made it to N7 where they could start using military and everything.
All right, so did either of you guys participate in the sabotage at N5?
Sure.
Yeah, maybe I gave him some of the tech.
And okay. I helped him plan. I'm the planner, so I helped him plan it out.
So that was after...
So how many...
So this is the order of... So I hire him.
So one for each?
Yeah.
I hire him to steal something from Synth Corps.
Mm. Right. And then I get jacked up, so you call me, and we come rescue you.
Right.
And then Will's on a job, and he calls us.
And we help him.
So you guys have worked together pretty consistently.
Yeah.
So sure. We're a team.
Could be, yeah.
Which we call ourselves.
We don't need a team name.
I think that should be the running joke, is that Cobra's always trying to get us to come up with a team name.
We don't need
a team name, Cobra.
We need a team name. We're so cool.
It's derivative.
There's three of us. It'll take me longer to say a team name than just to be like, hey, Cobra, Cortez, come here.
All right.
Be the CDC.
That's already a thing.
Yeah.
So the three of you get a communication through. How do you get your jobs?
Maybe through me.
There's probably like a Matrix black site. Like a deep web place where people go for fixers like us.
Reddit.
This email ends with, by the way, do you guys have a team name?
We all have team names required.
C team.
So, you guys pick up...
Candlewick.
Candlewick, yeah. You guys pick up a dark web thread on a secret hacker message board. There is somebody named Mrs. Klein is looking to hire a team of professionals for some very sensitive infiltration and extraction work. Details to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So the meeting place that she sets up is miles outside of Phoenix. Picture like long stretch of desert highway. Turn off the highway and. Basically, she gives you a set of.
Oh yeah, we're in Phoenix, right, for our listeners.
She gives you a set of coordinates, like out in the desert.
It might be a job for us.
By the way, out of character, edge is my strongest stat because my guy's made to like negotiate. So
okay.
Let me handle the negotiation part.
My guy's got cool is his highest.
Okay, good. Because my cool and meat are zero, and my style's minus one.
My synth is minus one.
My synth is plus two.
You're a hacker.
Yeah.
How do you guys arrive? Do you have like a car? Or someone giving you a lift or
VW minibus?
No.
Catch an Uber out to the desert.
We rent a black car.
Okay. So you show up in this, you know, nondescript car. You see a woman in her middle 50s, sunglasses, wearing a gray pantsuit and heels. She has a wide-brimmed hat, and she is standing next to a very expensive sports car, arms crossed, waiting for you.
Mrs. Klein.
Yes.
Pleasure to meet you. My name is Cortez. These are my associates, Defense and Cobra.
Ah, lovely.
We hear that you're looking for some infiltration and extraction work.
Yes. I represent certain parties who are interested in technologies currently under development at N5 Foundries. We're looking for a team of professionals who can gain access to the semiconductor factory clean room, grab hold of some assets discreetly, and get them out back to us.
N5, they're our old friends.
Yes, we've pulled a job with N5 before.
Huh. Then you know the lay of the land, as it were.
Somewhat. We were working more on the mining side rather than the semiconductors, but I'm sure we can get it done.
Excellent. So which one of you guys... You want to negotiate?
Sure, yeah. No. So get the job?
Yep, you roll get the job.
That's a 9. So choose one from the list. The employer provides useful information. They provide useful assets. The job pays well. The meeting doesn't attract attention. Or the employer is identifiable.
Get a job. Shine it up.
I would say useful information.
Okay.
Get a job.
This is a D10 system, right?
2D6.
No, 2D6.
Oh, really?
It's Apocalypse World.
Yeah, so we get one intel from her.
So she pops the trunk on her sports car, and she says, there's some useful intel you might be able to leverage stored on this drive. She hands you a drive.
Take it and put it in my pocket.
But this is not a time-sensitive issue. Take your time and do it right, gentlemen. The factory in Phoenix is a secure area. From what we understand, they are manufacturing a very interesting microchip that we would like to get our hands on, known as its code name Renegade Echo 99.
Renegade Echo 99.
Renegade Echo.
Basically, the chip schematics are stored in the company's servers, which are air-gapped and extremely secured, but our network has identified that the factory floor itself is the weakest point and the easiest point of infiltration. They use a series of layer masks to print the chip on a silicon wafer. There are 60 of them. We need you to retrieve all 60 and get them to us.
60 of these layer masks?
Mm-hmm.
60. That's a lot.
And how large are these masks?
They're thin. She gives you kind of like a maybe
so like third of a meter on the size.
Yeah.
Okay. And 60 of them.
There are 60 of them. Yes. They basically the way that they manufacture microchips is they get a silicon wafer, they coat it in photoresist, and they use ultraviolet light to project the schematic of the circuitry on the photoresist, and then they wash it off using a solvent and etch the circuitry layer by layer into the silicon wafer, and they slowly build it up.
How thin is the silicon wafer?
That's about
it is only
this size.
Water like, thin.
Yeah.
So they don't need the silicone. They just need the blueprints for the chip.
Yes, they need the masks.
Right.
What's that from?
The silicone is easy.
The meaning of life.
That's right.
But sir, it is only water thin.
Well, Mrs. Klein, I don't think that will be a problem for us. I'm sure that we can get it done.
I trust that you can. Your reputation precedes you.
And how should we contact you once we have the goods?
We have a reputation.
You can post on the same forum.
We have a reputation. What do they call us?
The nobody guys knows, who get things
nobody
done.
Knows what to call you, actually. Man. You're just those three dudes from Phoenix.
That's three dudes.
This We're again. Not going to do this now.
Sorry, Mrs. Klein. This is an ongoing thing.
Well, if that's all, I will leave you gentlemen to work that out.
Is there a timetable for this?
Like I said, not time sensitive.
No, okay.
We just want you to do it right. If possible, do it without being detected.
Well, yeah, of course.
Ryan?
Yes.
Right now, though, I would like to roll like notice or something.
You wanna check her out, or you know, check out the situation?
I want to check out where we are. See if anybody's watching us. See if anybody's
okay.
Like,
in that case, make me assess. Roll plus edge.
Plus edge.
That's on
over here. I got it here.
I got it.
That'll be 8.
Hey. All right. So you hold one, and you can ask me one question from the list.
I'll assess as well. Might as well.
Okay.
The list here.
8.
Can you both get one question?
You get one hold.
I'm going to turn that off. I can turn it off, boys. Airplane mode. Should I have anything coming through?
All right. So she hands off the drive to you. She is about to, unless you have any more questions for me,
no.
I'll leave you to it.
No questions, I can't find it.
It's under assess on the blue sheet. So she's getting in her car and she's gonna drive off.
What do I notice despite an effort to conceal it?
Okay.
About her or the job or just the situation.
You notice that she is. It's very subtle, but you see she has a brooch,
mm-hmm.
And you can see a small like red wire sticking out of it.
Mm-hmm.
She's mite. So this whole conversation is being recorded.
What potential complication do I need to be wary of?
You know that you can see from her car that Mrs. Klein is very obviously like well funded.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be getting in the middle of two corpses here. Mm-hmm. You guys have all pulled a job on N5 before with the mining laser, so you might also be on their radar.
Mm-hmm.
They might be able to, you know, identify you and take steps against you.
Okay.
If they deem you personally a threat, they will come after you.
I'm gonna urinize.
Alex, do you want to join us on this or no?
No, I'm negotiating with her.
Probably just sounded to the audience like Will just invited you to come pee with us.
Yeah. Right, so, listeners, we'll be right back. We're all going to pee together.
Well, not me. I declined.
I'm coming, Ed.
No, I'm negotiating with her. Well, fine. Can I assess while I'm negotiating with her?
Sure.
Jesus. 8.
That's 3 questions for one.
So, choose a question that we have in set.
How can I avoid trouble or hide here? Well, not hide. How can I avoid trouble?
Ryan?
Yes.
Can I make myself a cuppa?
Sure. There's coffee, I think there's espresso. There's a lot of different flavors in there.
Cup of coffee.
You would guess that they probably have eyes on you, even though you can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
You might be in the crosshairs of some sniper watching this whole meet.
Yeah.
So the best way to avoid trouble would be to be civil. You know, don't do anything to provoke her. Don't do anything to provoke the sniper.
Yeah.
Can I give Cobra and Cortez a subtle little like nod towards her brooch?
Yeah, you You guys have established that you've worked together before, so you can pick up on that.
Just like simple looks and simple. Like.
So I like clear my throat and I tap on my like collar where her brooch is, and then I gesture my eyes towards her like subtly.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mrs. Klein, I definitely think we'll be able to get this done for you.
Fantastic. As I said...
I suddenly let him know. Hey, look! She's got a microphone in her... That's all I'm gonna say.
So she...
Everybody wave the sniper.
She gives you a nod, and she gets in her car and peels off in a cloud of sand.
All right.
I hate when they do that.
The cloud like clears, and you guys are just all standing there in your nice suits,
dusty,
in the middle of the desert.
I wonder who we're working for.
Well, that's not part of the job.
You gotta be careful with this one.
Why?
You know, it's M5. We've already pulled something there. They might be aware of us now.
It's true. The other possibility is that she's working for N5 and they're setting us up.
That's also a possibility.
It's not integral. There's two ways to pronounce that, and I got neither. That's a Norm Macdonald quote. He was trying to say Pirates of the Caribbean, and he went, Pirates of the Caribbean. There are two ways to pronounce that, and I got neither. It's not integral that we know who we're working for, but it's nice.
It always is, but usually when you ask, they get a little...
Shooty.
And shooty. Or flea.
I hate when they get shooty.
Those are the worst.
All right, so when you guys take a job...
I have a move for that, too.
Everybody chooses whether they're putting up 2 or 3 cred. Since the job doesn't pay well, you didn't pick it. At the end of the job at completion, you get twice the amount of cred that you put in. But putting in more money attracts more attention. So I mark off, for everyone who chooses to put in 3 cred, I mark off... one on the action clock, one on the legwork clock, and I go back and forth.
No, I'm just going to put in 2.
Yeah, I'm going to put in 2 also.
Yeah, I'm going to put in 2 as well.
All right.
So that means that my cred goes from 5 to 3.
To 3. Yes. And at the end of the mission, assuming you're successful, you get...
All right, so I have a starting mission move. At the start of a mission, I roll edge. Nice. That's 14.
That's boxcars.
Yeah.
Nice.
So the 10 plus, I gain 3 hold. And I can, during the mission, I can spend 1 hold for any of the following effects. You have that piece of gear that you need right now, or you appear in a scene where you are needed right now. I did it now because on a 6 minus, I get 1 hold anyway, but your opponent has predicted your every move and the MC will advance the legwork clock.
Okay.
But... that did not happen.
All right.
So I get 3 hold.
You make note of that.
That I could spend later on.
All right. Just to review.
I really wish I had a bottle of water. I'm spending one of those for a beer.
Well, depending on who she really works for, at the end of the day, they'll either be really happy or really sad that they hired us.
The 3 dudes.
The 3 Ds.
There's
only one.
Think he was... Three
only
dudes.
3 dudes, so you're not showing the 3 Ds.
That's really lame.
Yeah, Ds? That's worse than no name.
I mean, that could be the 3 dicks, the 3 ducks, 3 dorks.
The 3 Dutchmen.
Ooh, the Dutchmen.
Okay.
So,
we're going to drive back to town.
You get back in your vehicle.
Start saying shit back to town.
We're driving. Dutchman? No. Frenchman? No.
Cobra Kai.
Why would we call ourselves the Frenchman?
Now you're just naming nationalities. Now you're just naming nationalities.
Or Dutch.
Cobra Kai?
That's just you.
Well, Cobra and then Kai.
What? There's no Kai.
All right, how about we name ourselves the Defense Drills?
Or Cortez and his boys. I like that one.
All right. No name for now.
So, to review, Mrs. Klein...
Defense and the drills. It's like a bad 70s rock
band. I was going to say. You guys sound like a doo-wop group.
Doo-wop.
So, to review, Mrs. Klein wants you to gain access to the clean room factory floor at N5 Foundries in Phoenix. There are 60... chip manufacturing masks that she wants you to retrieve. Mm-hmm. And she wants you to do it without attracting attention.
All right, so I'm jotting down a list of things that we would need to figure out. Floor plan of the building, guards and their patrols, and how do you transport these chips? Are we going to have to bring things in with us, or are there going to be things there that we can load them into?
How much time do we have on this?
As much as we need.
Okay, so I get a job in the security guard.
How much time do we have? As much as we need. I charge in. or 5 seconds.
Or a guard position.
You want to go get a job at N5?
We could try.
Yeah, that's totally a thing you could do. You'd be the inside
guy.
Did
you see the Leroy Jenkins reference Family Guy did the other day?
Yes.
I haven't watched Family Guy.
It was fantastic.
I'm really behind on Family Guy, but I watched one episode from like 2 years ago where it was like a behind-the-scenes look with James Woods as if Family Guy was an actual like staged sitcom that was being filmed.
Oh, that's funny.
And the episode was pretty mediocre, but it ended with James Woods going, "Hey, just to send you off, here's a montage of all the times Peter's been hitting the nuts with a bag of nickels." It's just a bag of nickels being thrown from off camera right at his junk.
Yeah, it was funny. They were like, "All right, what's the plan?" And Peter's like, "Have you guys ever heard of a Leroy Jenkins?" And then they just did the Leroy Jenkins bit, except Cleveland is Leroy Jenkins.
Right. God damn it, Cleveland. All right. So anything else we need to research? And we're also going to have to figure out how we would get in.
Mm-hmm. And that's why getting a job there would be, I'd be able to get all that information.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know if getting a job there is a good idea, being that you sabotaged one of their drills once.
Yeah, but not the foundry. And I'm a master of disguise.
You forget. I'm a master of disguise.
I'm very, very sneaky.
How could I forget? I never knew.
All right. So, Cobra wants to get a job. Which could help, especially with the floor plan and...
I could probably just get him a job there. Just go in, fiddle around with the records, and just... He's an employee.
Yeah, but it might be a little suspicious if suddenly he just shows up and the records say he's been an employee the whole time.
Well, that's another venue you can explore. You can go into the Matrix site and see what you can dig up. If you want to get a job so you can, like... if you want to get a job in security, or if you want to actually get a job in the on the foundry floor in the clean room, you could do that too. Get the
they employ thousands of people. Nobody would notice a single person.
Do they employ thousands of people?
Yes.
Ah, okay, never mind. I mean, I out of character, I was just thinking it would be weird if, like, the factory manager is so. I thought it was a smaller factory. If it's like 10 people, and suddenly there's a new guy there. He's like, "Who are you?" He's like, "Oh, I'm Bob. I'm always here. Check the employee registry." The factory manager would kind of be like, No.
Yeah. No, I imagine it would be more like...
My name is Bob. I got transferred from...
More like if you went to, like, you know, I don't know, like Trump Tower, some big building in New York City, and just walked by the security guard in the morning with, you know...
Right, no, I'm not saying the security guard would notice him. I was thinking someone inside who would, you know, yeah. Like, if he's actually...
That's where that plan would break down, where you'd get to the people on the same shift who work with the same people.
Right, that's what I mean. No, they would definitely work for the security guard.
Unless I'm a transfer.
Okay. I mean, well, yeah, we'd have to come up with a backstory. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I'm saying. Like, just saying, I've always been an employee here. Check the record.
Bob. They just transferred me from the mining division, something like that.
Sure. Yeah.
This is. I tell you what we'll do. We'll Bobby Singer.
What?
Remember that old show, Supernatural?
No.
Well, that's still going on.
So, all right. This is what we do.
They're in their 20th season.
We send them in with the fake records. You tell them that you've been transferred from corporate in Portsmouth. They call corporate in Portsmouth. Call gets redirected to you, Cortez, and then your corporate from Portsmouth.
Okay. We could do that. Or we could try that, but what if they don't believe me?
Oh, come on. Have faith in yourself.
Go out of character. Will's the liar. I mean, my style is zero.
Yeah. It's up to you guys how you want to play this. If Will, like, she said you have no time boundaries. So if Will wants to, like, get a job and, like, ingratiate himself into the community over
and a
there.
Few years later, we'll just pull off the job.
A few months.
No, we're not going to wait months.
Yeah, but then you're going to have made friends there, and then you're going to feel guilty about it.
We could wait, like, a few days.
How about a week?
Maybe.
I gotta get everything. I gotta be not suspicious.
Either way, I don't think we should.
You're not gonna go back to work afterward, are you?
I might. I mean, I always get some extra cred.
Okay.
Whatever. Master disguise.
You would want to be like, all right.
I'm gonna go on the Matrix and try to. What I want to do essentially is I want to get him in their files as having been transferred
from corporate
in Portsmouth. Can I pretty easily find out where
that would be like
is?
A Google search?
Yeah. You can do a mess search just for,
Okay, so what is
sorry, that? Sorry, a matrix search.
Is that research?
Yeah.
Mind. That is, 8. Where would I find corporate? Where would I find their corporate headquarters?
N5 is a, South Korean company.
Okay.
Their corporate headquarters is located in Portsmouth.
In Portsmouth. Okay.
Well, the United States corporate building.
They're N5 America.
Right.
Okay.
I was going to say, wait, why is the Korean company in Portsmouth? That makes more. Yeah. Their American division. Yeah.
They're a spy corporation for North Koreans.
All right. So they are. So. So he's transferred from Portsmouth.
Okay. So what does it look like when you log on? Like what you have the neural interface. How do you like plug yourself into the computer or into your deck?
I think it's very subtle, which is why it was so like experimental and everything.
Okay. Bluetooth.
Let's make it his glasses.
Okay.
He puts his glasses on, and he just kind of glazes over
as his mind is transferred into mm-hmm. the
matrix.
All right.
Or it's because he always wears his glasses. He pushes his glasses up.
Cool. When you want to leave the matrix, you have to pick up the telephone.
No, I think when he leaves, it's just a subtle move. He just adjusts his glasses in the matrix, and then
he's out.
Yeah.
All right.
Not a landline. Okay.
So your consciousness rezzes into the. Corporate intranet of N5, It is a magnificent, multi-structured crystal palace. The entire thing appears to be, like, carved from a perfect silicon crystal. There are, like, towers with parapets, mm-hmm. and balconies, and you can see, users in the system, you know, passing from room to room because it's all, like, semi-transparent, going about their business. There is a, security login gate, so you have to get past that.
Okay, so I have to roll login?
Yep.
11.
11. All right, you're in clean.
11-ty.
Whatever fake credentials you provide, it recognizes you as a regular N5 user and gives you access to the system.
All right.
So you pass in, and you can see the avatars of users streaming through the labyrinthian corridors of this place. What are you looking for? You're looking for employee files?
Yeah, I guess an employee, like, directory, employee files, personnel.
All right.
I'll go to HR.
So you query the system, and a glowing path appears in the crystal before you, leading you to the human resources section.
All right. I will follow it. His avatar is... just kind of an idealized version of himself. You know, he's in a nicer suit. His hair is a little bit thicker, and that's really it.
All right. You get to the. It leads you through the twists and turns of the crystalline hallways of the superstructure. And you come face to face with what is an elegantly designed but very complicated HR interface. It looks like there's various crystals like jutting out of one wall. It looks like there's some functionality built in, excuse me, for employees to like. Check their pay stubs and, you know, put in for time off and things like that. The more serious functionality for the back end is through another layer of security. And you can see that there is a, like a snowflake crystal pattern of blue ice. Between you and the back end.
Okay, so I have what, compromise security?
Yes.
Alright.
And what does your avatar do to compromise security?
Let's see how well I do.
Pulls out a machine gun and
so that's 10.
No, probably not what I said then.
So if it's blue ice, I just have a steaming cup of coffee in my hand and I pour it onto the ice and melt it.
All right. Yeah, the security layer goes away. You can see it start to regenerate. The crystal structure is growing back together, but you have more than enough time to get in and get out, and nobody will have noticed that you did that.
All right. Yeah. So I just slip in. My coffee refills automatically,
like all good coffee should.
And then
I poop.
What do you do? You want to manipulate the system to put Cobra's or an identity that Cobra has supplied you with into the
right. So I guess I would roll manipulate system. And
so what does that look like when you do that?
Well, let's see how well I roll. I failed.
Okay.
So I,
I'm thinking there's like...
There's nothing like will or anything, is there, in this?
No.
What do the links do?
If we're helping each other.
Okay.
Or hindering.
Or hinder.
You roll plus your link.
Yeah, so I feel like the system kind of looks like a set of like paper and pencil file cabinets.
That's what I was gonna say, like just okay. Endless file cabinets.
Yeah. And I just and it's just I round the corner and it's endless file cabinets. And it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be harder to do this than I thought.
Okay. So I'm going to say, you reach for one of the employee file, like the personnel filing cabinets, and you go to open it, and it's kind of blocky. Like this is the kind of.
It looks like a
VR interface you would expect from like a 1990s corporate thriller movie.
It looks like, okay.
So you like reach out and you double tap the filing cabinet to open it. And a small red error message comes up. Error logged and your IP address.
Shit.
So I'm going to say that is one of your stealth goes away.
It just disappears.
For this session, you can mark it like you have 5 stealth, I think. So you can mark it like 4 out of 5, and then when you log out,
so they're like hit points essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, if you lose 4 more of those, they will have found out who you are and where you are.
All right. So can I try that again? Or how does this work?
Well, you gain access. You do gain access to the files, but they know that something is weird.
Okay,
and it was the event was logged.
So the specific event, or they just know something weird happened.
If someone goes and reviews the system logs, it will show up as someone from this address tried to access this file at this time, and there was an error.
All right. So it might not be the best time to actually make the change then.
Well, like I said, if somebody is, as far as you know, nobody has actually been like tipped off to this, but it's in the system log. So if at some point in the future someone goes back and reviews those logs, then they'll be able to find, well, wait a second, what file did they access?
Okay, but what if somebody goes to check, like if he says, oh, I was transferred, and then somebody goes to look at the personnel files.
It won't be logged in as personnel files.
Okay, so it'll just be
it's like in the system logs itself.
So somebody would have to be reviewing
the system the system logs,
which they wouldn't have a reason to do unless there was
unless you give them one.
Okay, so I guess I'll make those changes then.
Okay, so what identity do you put in as transferring from corporate in Portsmouth?
I'm gonna put him in as Rattlesnake Kai.
Don't call him Rattlesnake. That's the worst secret name.
Yeah, because I guess that they're expecting Cobra.
No, give him a fake name.
Billy Smith.
Yeah, like an actual name.
So, Rattlesnake, you're new, huh?
That's
it would kind be of unfortunate.
Okay. I will call him Will Walson.
How do you spell Walson?
WHOLSON.
Thank you.
Ooh. Totally different person.
Okay.
So more like Holson.
No, it's still pronounced Walson.
Well,
changing the E to an O is going to change how you pronounce the first part of the word.
Never mind.
So you drop a personnel file for Will Walson into
Will
their,
Walson.
Will Walson into their HR files. As far as you can tell, you check it against some of the other files.
He's a transfer from Portsmouth.
Yeah. You make up a position and employee history and you know, maybe you slip in a couple of, like, disciplinary actions just to fill things out.
Masturbating on the job? Why would you put that in there?
I wanted to give it some verisimilitude.
That's definitely a conversation with HR.
It says here they had to scrub the clean room for a week.
I am going to put some things in there, like that he was the guy who was always making, like, he was reprimanded for heating up fish in the
in the microwave.
In the mic, in the employee. Oh.
So he's the worst person in the company, yeah. You mean?
that Will Walston was reprimanded several times for heating up fish in the employee microwave.
Yeah, it's not as bad as when I worked at my old company and some guy decided to fillet fish on the counter.
Wow. That's
at least he didn't try to fillet fish on the counter.
He went shark fishing and caught a shark and was cutting up shark steaks for everyone on the counter in the break room.
I mean, that's real nice of him that he brought in shark steaks, but also, like...
It was a large shark, Ryan!
Yeah. A lot of blood!
That's how I lost my arm.
So I will ask you, did you have any say in the Will Wolfson ID persona that he...
Probably not.
No?
I mean, he might have had say in it. It doesn't mean I listened to him.
Yeah.
So what title did you give Will Wolfson? Is he, like... A technician? Is he, you know, an engineer or executive?
Some sort of engineer or technician would probably be.
If we want to get in the clean room, then that would be good.
Yeah. He's a janitor. He has a key for everything.
Okay.
I put him in as like a custodial staff or
Jan Etor.
Alright. So I'm just gonna leave that under custodial.
So not security?
No. No, because people don't pay attention to
janitors?
Yeah. You're like right. People that's like the best undercover bit to be is, you know, some sort of like facilities. It's facilities management.
I love it.
Clean room's not going to clean itself. Will Walson.
So you didn't alert any ICE. You did cause that system error. But that's just going to be in the logs, and hopefully nobody will discover it until after you've pulled this job and you're long gone.
Sure, it'll be fine.
Yeah. So you don't have to roll to jack out.
What if I want to create a program where if necessary, if, like, his manager calls Portsmouth, I can redirect the call where I want it to somebody else's...
That would be a different part of the system, but you could do that if you want to access their telecommunications.
Yeah, let me do that. And it's not going to always do that because I want them to act, like, because then they'll be suspicious if they can't actually get in contact with Portsmouth.
Okay,
but I want it to be a program that I can reroute the call.
All right, so any call they make to Portsmouth is going to go through you, and you can choose whether or not to. All right. That is going to require you to pass through another security gate.
Okay.
Because you need to... You're just like a regular user on the system now. You need to convince them that you are...
That's 11?
11. All right. So you provide it with... You're a wizard.
You're a wizard, Harry.
You pass through. It is a long corridor. Instead of the blue crystalline structures, this one is lined with, red fractal patterns that pulse, and then they seem to quiet as you provide it with your login credentials. And now you are in the telecommunications hub for N5. You see various strands of data. There's a really high volume of network traffic.
It says that I have 3 hold over the subsystem. Is that 3 hold? Can I only spend that to compromise security, or can I use that hold to not make the manipulate systems roll and just...
You can only use that to compromise security. Okay. So you spent 1 hold to...
To move Pat to...
Yeah.
So because it wasn't a complicated security system, I only had to spend that 1 hold.
Technically, I think there was another login gate. Since you're in a different subsystem now, you went from the human resources node. Now you're in telecom, and you're messing with different aspects.
Right. But I had 3 hold over the telecom because I rolled an 11.
Okay.
But I only needed 1 to get past it.
I pictured that as a login gate move. Mm-hmm. So you basically logged in again.
Oh, okay.
So you're in clean.
Okay.
So as far as it knows, you're supposed to be there. The only thing that could possibly tip the security program off now is if you start doing things that you're not allowed to do.
Like that thing you're about to do.
Yeah, the thing you're about to do. So you roll to manipulate the system in order to slip in that.
9. So I get 1 hold. So I'll make that change.
Okay. Like I said, there's like a network, a very vast and complicated interconnected network of strands that data is passing along. And you find the appropriate strand, and you just slip mm-hmm. in. Like another strand that leads off.
I reach into my briefcase and I pull out, let's say all the wires are red. I pull out a little, green wire and lay it over.
You splice it into the network in just the right place. So now, every call that, someone from the factory makes to Portsmouth will go through your deck.
Right.
And you have to choose either to send it along or redirect it to you. Anything else you want to accomplish while you're logged into the system?
Nope.
All right. So security doesn't know you're there. You just reach up and take your glasses down, and you're back in the real world with these two.
Mm-hmm. How'd it go?
Will Walton just got a job at N5.
He did.
Could you have not given him such a stupid name? Why don't you go with, Rattlesnake Kai or something?
I thought Will Walton had more verisimilitude.
Well, you two picked it.
I don't know. Something about the name made me happy. Doesn't it just fill you with a little bit of joy?
Yeah, I can kind of see it. Seems like it might be the name of, a kid's cartoon character.
Yeah, somebody you just want to give a big hug to, you know? Yeah.
Like Pooh Bear?
All right, well, yeah. Will, why don't you go to work and see what you can find out so that we know what we have to go dig around in the shadows for.
Sure.
Oh, and don't worry, I'll pack a lunch for you for tomorrow.
Why?
Well, you know.
You're going to work.
Yeah, don't you want to have lunch at work?
Yeah, well, you're packing me.
Don't worry about it.
Let me guess. Fish. <I'm tired. laughs>
With a note that says, definitely microwave me.
And yes, I'm going to pack him a lunch of some halibut.
Nice.
He is in halibut.
I'm that asshole.
In halibut.
You are. Did you show him his personnel file, or are you just sending him off with that?
I'm just sending him off with it.
All right.
I gave him the rundown, the important parts. I'm going to rely on his ability to improv for some of the...
We're boned.
You guys are fucked.
I'm going to start moving.
But I gave him,
he's from Portsmouth. He's an engineer. I gave him the importance.
He's a facilities management specialist.
Yeah, he's not an engineer. He's a janitor.
Facilities management specialist.
That's a fancy word for janitor.
I know. We talked about you being an engineer, but you're a facilities management employee.
The best I could do.
No, I could have done better.
I just didn't want to.
So yeah, he's a facilities management engineer. And yeah, he's from Portsmouth. The important parts.
All right.
everyone's really looking forward to having you around the lobby.
So Cobra.
Mm-hmm. I kept it fairly simple. He's single. He doesn't have any family.
He had two parents who were burned in a fire at a winery.
Oh yeah.
That's horrible. How would you put that in?
Why would you put that in?
Pathological hatred of grapes. So Cobra, you arrive at work the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
N5 has a pretty sizable satellite campus in Phoenix. there's a corporate office park, a couple of outbuildings, and the foundry factory and clean room.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Cortez, after he leaves work, look what I put in his employee file.
He's a fish guy? Oh, man, what did he ever do to you to make him hate him so much?
As you are,
I got my lunch bag.
As you were driving up, you see that there is a security check-in to get into the office park.
Mm-hmm.
So can you fill my Ryan
with
hand him my my fake ID badge?
Yep. Did you get him a fake ID badge?
I mean, I imagine that was part of. Well, we did.
Well, you put his...
Oh, wait, no, I'm a transfer, so it was my
you
first
put his
transfer.
Employee file in the system. You never said anything about a badge.
Oh.
So you roll up.
I mean, that's not something I could do from a computer.
No.
Yeah. All right, so no, I'll play off that. I'm a transfer.
Like,
it's my first day.
Okay.
I don't have a badge yet.
All right. So make me fast talk.
This fast talk is style. 10.
Great. So the security guard at the gate is really
look
not paying
file.
Attention.
Aww.
You give him the story about how you forgot your badge, and he just like rolls his eyes and goes, "What's your employee number?"
I gave you that
information. Yeah.
Oh, I gave him the information, whatever it is.
4.
So he keys it into the system, and you're like the most
really
unflattering picture that the defense had of you, looking confused and like up and to the right, comes up on the screen. All right, Mr. Wilson, you're heading over to Building 5. You want to go to Parking Lot C. It's that way, hang a left. Third entrance.
Okay.
Have a great
Thank
day.
You.
Oh, and be sure to go over to HR and have them issue you a new badge.
No problem. So,
is there anything in this
car
in this system like being able to monitor each other? Or?
It's up to you guys. I would say if you want to.
I mean,
if you want to have any kind of like super secret tech, otherwise it would be like kind of obvious, like he'd be wearing a Bluetooth in his ear.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think we should just let him go to work for the day.
All right, I go to HR. I get my new ID badge. Hopefully, take a new picture for the ID badge.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson. We can't do that for you. We can only use the photograph that's on file.
I still don't understand why they used that one. That was the worst picture of the bunch. The guy must just have been on a bad day.
They print you up a new ID badge. It's all laminated
stupid,
and everything.
Stupid look on my face.
It just cuts back to us. Look at his employee picture.
Oh, man, you really screwed him over on this one.
All right, I go to work. I janitor. I clean.
I clean
maintenance.
I janitor. You do a little jam, do a little
door. I'm not going to make you roll the fast talk move again.
Let's LARP his day at work.
Make him roll the make him roll the janitor.
All right, give me a broom.
I am going to say that when you get to security at Building 5, they tell you that you need to see, what the hell did I name this guy? You need to see Mr. Park.
Mr. Park.
The foreman.
Okay.
At least he's not a fiveman.
There you go.
So you're in his office for about 20 minutes, just kind of cooling your heels. He walks in. He is a middle-aged Korean guy. He's wearing most of a clean suit. No shoes and gloves.
The pants are a little dirty.
He pulls off his cap and mask and says, "Who the fuck are you?"
I'm the new guy, the transfer from Portland.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Portsmouth.
he, your badge.
The badge and.
All right, he's got a little scanner. He scans it. Okay, you're custodial.
Facilities management.
Your facilities management. I assume you're up on all of the clean room procedures.
Yes, of course.
HR is really on their balls about using the term facilities management.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry, facilities management.
Thank you. it's got to be inclusive.
Right. Well, we usually send the cleaning teams through the factory floor on the mid shifts from 4 to midnight.
Okay.
He says the locker rooms on the first level. There's a break room. You can store your stuff there. There's a break room. Further down the hall, clean room changing area is end of the hall. Obviously, you know, I see by your file you've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be working with working with Smith and Lee on the cleaning team. They go to work in about an hour, so.
Good bunch, Smith and Lee.
If you have any questions,
is there a microwave in the break room?
I brought a fish.
He just holds up his lunch pail. All right, so I will ask you, Cobra. Do you actually have
Cobra?
Cobra.
Wait, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's what I thought I said.
That is what you said.
Okay.
No, you're asking me as the GM, not as the boss.
Not as, as the GM.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was kidding. We thought we were still
that's fair.
That is fair. Okay. I get you now.
I understand what you're
doing. Out of character, Cobra.
No,
Cobra.
A port escape. Plan B. I wish I had taken Plan B.
He just throws his halibut at the guy.
Oh, God.
I'm the fish guy. Cobra.
Sticky face motherfucker.
Do you have any familiarity with clean room procedures?
Me?
Your character.
Your character.
The correct answer is yes.
Yes. The correct answer is yes.
Alright, you have two options. You can either give me the answer that's going to make this part harder for you, or you can give me the answer that's going to make this part easier.
Yes, I'm familiar with clean room procedures.
Alright, so we'll say you've worked another similar job before.
Yes, infiltrating and everything.
I am going to have you make an act under pressure roll, but I will give you...
act under pressure roll... which I'm good at.
I keep forgetting that, this is like a complex, and I'm like, why are there people walking around the Rabbit's backyard?
There you go.
Okay.
So I'm in a roll.
Yep.
What is it for?
What am I using? Basically, when you're doing it's plus cool.
Broke your chair, Ryan.
It was broken already.
You kept pulling it up and pushing it back down.
Seven. So I stumble.
Okay.
It's been a while.
So yeah, I'll also say
I'm not supposed to bring in the bucket of mud.
My lunchbox. Stupid me.
All right. So I'm going to say that your aim here is to be a nondescript employee. You don't want anyone to take notice of you. You've worked in this type of position before, but not for N5. So you're not aware of like the company. Procedures.
What procedure was he confused about that he brought in the bucket?
So I'm going to say that while you're suiting up to enter the clean room, one of your coworkers corrects you on like a minor detail. Oh, you're supposed to roll the socks up over the pants of the bunny suit.
Oh, oops.
Yeah. Is it your first day?
Yeah.
Right. Bob Smith.
Will Wolf.
Did you just forget your big name for a second?
I didn't know either go with Bill or Will for a second.
That's a very important decision to make.
Good to meet you, Bob.
Will.
Now I'm forgetting his fucking name.
Good to meet you, Bob.
I'm Bob. Good to meet you, Will. Is this your first time working?
Sorry, I pulled a double. No, it's not. It's just it's been a while since I've worked with anybody, so I just
gotcha. If you need any, tips or pointers, you know, I'm always here for new employees. I do a lot of mentorships. I don't know if you're interested in that kind of thing, but I like to get to know everybody on my shift with me. Very delicate work, and we all need to know each other really well in order to really fulfill our function. We need to be able to communicate, really easily. So basically, this guy like talks your ear off through the whole shift, and. He has taken notice of you as the new guy.
All right.
So while you are in the clean room, give me an assess roll.
Assess roll.
Does he still have his lunch pail in him?
No.
Okay, who is microwaving fish in the clean room?
Because assess roll the edge, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So it's 9. Okay, so you can ask one question from the list as you are going through and basically wiping down all the equipment, sanitizing the floors, changing some of the filters on the air circulation system. So let me describe the scene for you.
Where can I gain the most advantage? As in, like, what is It's it basically like, where can we get in, get out?
Well, they have designed this place so that the only real point of entry is the sanitization station. A vestibule that you have to walk through in order to get into the clean room. The manufacturing semiconductors is like a very delicate process, and any amount of like dust or particles or hair can completely ruin a microchip. So they keep the environment like thousands of times cleaner than an operating theater. They circulate the air. They make sure that all the machinery and the floors are clean, and everybody has to get, you know, they call them like full body bunny suits, like hair nets, full body covering, like surgical masks, gloves and socks, in order to, and they make you pass through
and there's alarm sensors if there's too much.
They have sensors that detect particles in the air, so that will.
All right, so that's that.
The factory floor itself is a large manufacturing space. There's a couple of storage rooms down one end for the silicon wafers. They're shipped in like hermetically sealed packages. Most of the handling of that is done by machinery. They are cut open and loaded into like carriers that transport them across the factory floor by people, and then the technicians do most of the work through workstations and machines that these things are like dropped into. So you see right now they've got it set up where there are three pods almost. And it looks like it's designed so that the wafers move from pod one to pod two to pod three as they go through the manufacturing process or the layering process. And then there's a brief like quality control station before the chips are cut apart. They cut them off the wafer and they mount them in protective packaging that can be then plugged into a board or something.
Wow. A lot going on.
Yeah. It's all of it, the production line is shut down because you guys are the cleaning team, and, you know, you're going through with...
assessing it and... Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the... do the wafers or whatever, the layer masks ever leave those chambers?
You don't actually see the masks. Usually, in this kind of situation, they're stored at the workstation, and the technicians handle them. You do see a couple of them laid out at each station in by processor name. You know, depending on which chip they're manufacturing and layer. But you don't see any that say Renegade Echo 99.
Okay.
Are those the chips that are coming out the other end, the Renegade Echoes, or...?
It depends on what they're tooled for on that particular day.
Right,
they can change that out. But the RE99 is not the only thing that they make here.
Okay. Alright, well, I'll keep looking, and
we should just have Will take it one piece at a time.
And build it.
And it didn't cost me a dime.
I figured that, like, I would, as I'm cleaning, like, maybe, like, like if there's, like, five on the table, just wheel.
All right.
But put it like in that storage area in the back or.
Okay, so you want to like? Do you want to like use one of the workstations and see what you can learn? Do you want to? You could talk to Bob and see what Bob has to say about the subject.
Wait, there's a storage room in the clean room too?
Yes.
Yeah, see what's in there. They might keep other.
I'm gonna keep sweeping. Then I'm gonna go in the storage room. So.
All right. You go in and you see like. Shelves of the, as I said, the hermetically sealed wafer packets. There's some replacement parts for the machinery on the factory floor. There's crates of things, and you see a large safe.
Safe.
Probably not there.
No. Probably not.
Yeah, you should probably just ignore that.
Yeah. I clean the safe too, and I look at the safe. And
okay. The safe has.
Just gonna clean the safe.
it looks like you need a physical key and a biometric scan to open the safe.
Great. Mr. Park, I need to sever your hand for a second. For custodial purposes.
All right, fine, whatever.
Oh man! All right. I keep looking around.
Is that something out of character? Is that something Ed would be able to hack open? Like if he was able to like plug into it directly?
It's not like a smart system. It's just a lock. I'll say it's an iris scan,
right?
And a physical key.
Like a card key or like?
It's a key.
Is it a big safe?
Key! Yes.
Okay.
It's about, maybe the size of that china cabinet, so.
Okay.
That's pretty big.
It's pretty big.
It's like 6 feet across.
Are there any masks in the storage facility?
There's that mask of that skeleton from Goosebumps with the mohawk.
Yeah, there's that one. There are some other chip manufacturing masks that are stored in there. You flip through, none of them are labeled Renegade Echo 99.
Probably all in the safe.
Is that one of the ghosts from Scream?
Yeah, though.
They're probably all in the safe.
Probably. Are there any, while he's looking around, is there any way to transport these masks? Like, are there cases for them, or are they just like shelved and we'd have to figure that out?
They do have, since as I said, it does look like, I'll throw you guys a bone, they do have like a carry case for them, that is like a specially hermetically sealed briefcase. So it's like a big unit with a handle on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like there are about 20 slots.
And there's only the one briefcase?
There are a couple there.
Okay, so they need to
transport them in and out.
Right. Really. So we could just fill up the briefcases.
Right.
Okay.
I go. I clean the rest of the room.
I'm just imagining. Sending actual Will in under a false name, you would forget your fake name like every 5 minutes.
he's just walking through the clean room muttering, Will Wilson, Will Wilson.
We'd send him in, he'd be like, all right, your name is Dan Burns. Hey, Dan. Dan.
Watch me. Yeah?
All right, I'm starting to get an idea.
I go up to Bob.
I forgot. And I wouldn't have done so.
We're supposed to clean everything in here, right?
That's the job.
What about the safe?
Oh, don't worry about that. They only open that on rare occasions to get the top secret masks out.
Okay. So that's never cleaned. It's just that they just open it for like a second and then they close it again.
We have cleaned it. We can only really access it when the lead engineer is here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they shut down production usually to do a limited run of those chips. And they have a very small staff on hand.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's usually about 50 people working on the floor. They manufacture those chips with six.
How often?
See, then it wouldn't have worked. Mm-hmm. That's what I was talking about.
How often do we clean that?
I'm the new guy.
Once a year? Twice a year, once a month?
Whenever the regs say we need to. Usually whenever we open it, we'll give it a clean. Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure they'll have one of us on staff to on hand to give it a going over.
All right. I'm just curious. I want to make sure that I'm doing everything right.
I'm starting to get.
So I kind of put this up in my brain and
yeah,
tell them later.
All right. Do you want to do anything else on the shift, or you just want to finish up?
And... he has to go have lunch.
I gotta go have lunch.
Lunch. I open up.
You open up lunch and you see
a halibut?
A head-on fish.
A halibut?
It's just an entire fish.
Yes.
I mean, it's steamed. It's not raw.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's not like a raw fish.
It's got some rosemary. And
I mean, it's like a fillet. It's not like it's
right.
Cleaned.
Yeah,
it's really? Head on, but it's clean.
Really? I'm a fish guy.
It's been steamed with like rosemary and lemon and.
There's just like a little note on it that says microwave me.
XO.
1.5 minutes on high.
Yeah, that's the direction. 1.5 minutes on high.
You hear swearing in Korean. Is somebody microwaving fish?
That's what my roommate packed me.
All right, look.
Wait, we're roommates.
Well, I was caught up with the reason why.
Just try to be
your roommate packs your lunch for you.
Like I'm not going to touch that one that your roommate packs your lunch, but just try to be a little more mindful of the rest of us. We all have to work here too, and that's a lingering smell.
I'm a fish guy.
All right, so
I have it in my head. I'm gonna vice versa. I'm like, fuck you.
All right, so when Cobra comes home from work,
Cobra gets home from work. It's late into the night because the cleaners
you get a phone call. You son of a bitch!
I'm sorry. Who is this?
It's Cobra.
I don't know any Cobra.
You do know who I am. Shut up.
This is Will Wolf's
son. This is Will Wolf's son.
Oh, the fish guy.
Oh, it's the fish guy. Ask him how his lunch was.
How was your lunch?
I got a lot of dirty looks.
I'll bet.
Probably a few dirty sniffs, too.
Pretty rude to,
You're the one who packed my lunch.
Wow, yeah. You could have looked.
Busy.
All right, so when Cobra gets home later, I'm assuming he explains everything.
Or to our little hideout, whatever we want to call it.
I know.
We're rooming.
Yeah, I know. The apartment that you share.
Three's company.
All right, I'll stay home with the baby. You two go do the job.
Come and knock at our door.
All right, so...
The fish guy.
I have an idea. Do you still have access to the HR system?
Well, I get back and I'm just holding up my ID badge.
Really?
I liked the picture. I thought it was a good picture.
It's a pretty good picture.
I was taken at a restaurant and I'm ordering food.
Probably fish.
Yeah.
All right. Do you still have access to the
HR
system?
Actually, I think it was fish.
Do I still have access to the HR
system? You could log in again.
I think I was ordering haddock that day.
All right. I think what we can do, since they keep the chips under lock and key.
Yeah.
That would make it a lot harder to get them out. What if we could trick them into giving them to us? If we find the newest person to be hired...
Which is me?
No. You're a transfer. We find the newest person to be hired and plant some incriminating evidence on them, suggesting that they are working for whatever corp is as the main competitor for N5's main competitor. Then the three of us pose as security from corporates. You were sent in first to assess the security situation, and you found it lacking. So we go in and say that we have to remove the RE39 boards for safety, because the facility can't be trusted right now, and we need to remove them to make sure whatever corp doesn't get their hands on them.
Right.
Well, and then we leave.
But we already have him in the system as...
Exactly. Exactly. That corporate did that. That's a trick.
But I had a little boo-boo. If they go and review those files, they may see that...
Well, you didn't mention you had a little boo-boo.
It wasn't a huge boo-boo. It just... There was a little scuff mark on the...
All right. Well, then we leave Cobra out of it. You and I go into security from corporates. Same thing.
They mentioned that... what's his name? Bob mentioned that there's a lead engineer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who that is, but you know that she's the only one, or they, that person.
We could always use Cobra in it, and that'll explain away the
really
scuff.
You don't know.
I mean, we could say
and
that
we could take him into custody.
Instead of throwing Cobra under the bus, what if you say you did that deliberately? You left a security breach in their system to see if they would find it, and they didn't.
So
it just proves that their security here isn't up to snuff right now.
So he's a white hat hacker that the company hired to...
Right. Yeah. So the story would be that Defense is a white hat who works for the company and falsified Cobra's documents to get him in there to secretly assess the security of the place. And the fact that Cobra got in there and no one thought otherwise proves our point.
Sounds
that
good.
The security is bad.
Let's do it. That is 12 to log into something.
Okay. So you're logging back into the corporate network?
Yeah.
All right. So you get past the gate, same credentials. You're a regular trusted user on the system.
All right.
Same thing. There's like a massive entryway into the system with crystal corridors leading off in all directions to the various nodes on the subsystems and subsystems. So you're going back to HR.
Yeah, I guess I would go into HR.
Okay. You get there again. Same employee database front end. Blue ice.
Six.
Okay.
That's not good.
Unless I still have that hold from when I compromised it before.
No. No, you lose your hold when you log out. All right. So once that, you guys are still doing legwork.
Actually, one of my moves, when you plan a mission, which is what we're doing, everyone to whom you assign a task takes +1 ongoing while they act on that task according to the plan. Oh, never mind. Anyone who rolls a miss or goes off the plan loses their bonus for that mission. So
okay.
Well, that wouldn't be a miss because it would be 7 if I gained it.
Well, yeah, but you still rolled a miss.
Right.
Well, no, because it would be +1 forward,
right.
So it wouldn't be...
Okay, yeah, true.
So it would be 7, so I would gain 1 hold.
All right. So, yeah, you can you have 1 hold to compromise security.
Right. So I'll use that. Can I use that hold to create a window?
Yep. same thing with the coffee. You melt the ice and it starts to regenerate. It's going to happen slowly enough that you can get in and get out.
All right. And I will manipulate system.
Yep, to insert the right files.
Start. Come on. 7.
And you got plus 1 for me.
8, 9, 10.
10. Okay. So that gives you... You get hold for that move, too? I forget. Hang on.
I get 3 hold.
3 hold. Okay. So what exactly are you inserting... You're inserting...
credentials for the 2 of us.
Files. Yeah. Okay.
So that's 2. I guess that would be 2.
Yeah, that would be 2.
What... You just have 3. Does it say what you can spend that hold for? Or
to
just...
manipulate... To activate routines on that subsystem.
Right. So anything you would be able to do from an HR backend, like access files or...
Let's put it put in the quote-unquote real file for Cobra.
Okay.
So, we told you it's Will Wilson. Look him up as, John Doe, and he'll come up as a security guy or whatever.
All right, I'm going to put him in the system... As Ryan Mannix.
Okay. So you get another employee dossier file, and you create Ryan Mannix in the system, who is a he's a security contractor who works for the company, or is he like with security?
No, he's in house.
Okay, yeah. He's in house. All right. So you give him what title do you give him?
Security specialist.
Yes.
Okay.
Or internal... internal investigator.
Yeah, that's better.
Internal investigator.
And you guys are going in as... are you guys contractors or are you in-house as well?
I think we're in-house, yeah. Too.
Okay.
Well, we're not just security. We're like IA.
Yeah.
Internal affairs, essentially.
Gotcha.
While they're all doing that, I'm going to swap out one of my skill chips from martial arts to, social manipulation.
Okay. And what names do you provide for Cortez and Defense?
My guy is Hispanic anyway, so he's going to be Miguel Juarez.
I was going to go with another explorer.
Cortez?
Yeah.
Oh, right, because my name's Cortez.
Miguel Magellan?
No, what's... Cortez was the conquistador that killed all of them. Yeah. Fuck it, just stick with Cortez then. I'll be Miguel Cortez.
Juan Valdez.
Defense, what name are you putting in for yourself?
I'll go with Henry Lee.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
Okay.
So you're doing that. I lift up part of my skull and root around with my little cartridges. Ooh, there we go.
Right, next, let me see. Let me pull this one out. Hello, my baby. Oh, no,
wrong one. I really got to label these things better.
Why do I have that one?
All right, so you guys are
frog on it.
You guys are going in. Do you want to? Do you want to see if you can pick up any? He went in, you didn't get him a badge. He had to go to HR and get a badge. You want to see if you can pick
him? Yeah. I'll name a... I haven't done anything yet, so I'll name a contacts.
Oh, I feel like... Can I... I want to look over the HR files of the... that area so that I can be like, oh, Dr. Park.
Okay.
In our investigation, we found that you're this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You can make me research.
This, that, and the other thing.
Yeah, this, that, and the other thing.
Well, what would that be? The thing.
Not good.
How did you do?
I
can't say,
guys.
Oh, okay. So you lose your mission. You lose your bonus for the mission.
Yeah, you lose the mission bonus I gave.
And the legwork clock ticks up again.
I guess. Well, It says anyone who rolls a miss or goes off the plant. Yeah, so you don't get your bonus anymore.
All right. So, what happens if I?
Well, the clock gets ticked.
So you answer my question and you make a move, I guess?
Yes. So you ask a question.
I'll find my... Don't stop. You're in luck now.
Yeah, it's styled to hit the streets. Of course it is.
I guess, what is the relationship between... I guess that question. What is the relationship between whoever the lead scientist, the lead programmer or whatever is, and the company? You know.
Okay.
That's the question I'm asking to get information about that guy.
So the lead scientist is named Dr. Yunmi Kwan.
Yunmi Kwan.
Yunmi. E-U-N-M-I. Yunmi Kwan.
Yunmi Kwan.
She has a PhD in electrical engineering from Stanford University. She's worked for the company for 15 years. She's one of their lead semiconductor designers. She has you see her salary, and it is exorbitant. So you guess she must be real talent. And you see that she has appended to her HR file a number of security clearances.
Yeah, so we can't pin it on her. I don't think we should necessarily pin it on anyone.
No, I wasn't saying pin it on her, but
to figure out like what her. Like, yeah.
But so she has a, to answer your question, she has a good relationship with the company. She's worked for them for more than a decade. She's getting paid really well, and they trust her because she's got X level clearance or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Right. If she is suspicious of us, we have information on who she is so that we can say, well, we know who you are, and you make this much money, this, that, and the other.
Obviously, after 15 years, your opinion is very valuable, mm-hmm. but okay.
Right. As you're accessing this file, you kind of get a glimpse of something out of the corner of your eye. You look back at the security wall, and instead of growing back blue, it is growing in those red pulsing crystalline shapes are starting to fill in and spread toward you.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening kind of slowly, but you glance back at the open HR files and you realize that you basically have access to a lot of the higher ups in N5, have all of their personal information here. Some of it is encrypted, but you could always take it and figure that out later. Mm-hmm. Okay. Figure out how to decrypt it. But it would take you some time, and the ice is closing in. So what do you do?
So, out of character, if the ice hits me, I get hurt, or...?
If it's red ice, so it can't hurt you, but it'll hurt your deck.
Okay.
Deleted.
So basically, do you cut and run with the information you have, or do you stay a little longer and maybe get some info you can use to?
I'll take the information.
Okay, in that case, act under pressure to make sure you get.
That is 7.
7. Okay. So I'll offer you the choice. You can get all of it, but the ice is going to catch up with you and maybe do some damage to your system. Or you can jack out immediately.
I'll take it all.
Okay.
How do I try to, melt ice? to attempt to evade, destroy, or disable an activated ice construct?
Sure. Yeah, you can do that. Okay. So it is like growing towards you, and you kind of like...
12.
Feel the shards of it pierce into your avatar. So many goddamn... here, melt ice. 7+, you evade, destroy, or temporarily disable a system. Your choice.
I probably don't want to destroy it, because then...
I would just evade it, and then... Because you got what you need, right?
Right, because if I destroy it, they'll know that...
Right.
Yeah.
You can like temporarily suspend it, so yeah. Like it's encroaching in on you. You could freeze the ice.
As I'm taking the files,
all right.
I take my cup of coffee, I throw it at the ice, and both things just kind of suspend midair.
Okay.
And then they're just hanging there in the air, and then I jack out. And then they just both...
Okay.
Collapse.
You've got about a terabyte of encrypted HR data about the...
That's good.
The higher-ups in
so that's some bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So while they're doing that, I'm going to hit the streets... I'm going to go talk to my good friend Faceoff about getting some convincing fake IDs made.
Okay. Who is Faceoff?
He is a premier supplier of fake IDs.
Okay.
I'll see.
All right. And where do you catch up with Faceoff?
In his office, which is... we're in Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
He hangs out in a park.
Okay.
So you have to, like, go to a park to meet him.
All right. Just for flavor, I'm going to say that Faceoff is... he looks like a kindly old man. He's got a baseball cap, United States Marine Corps...
Big bushy beard.
He's got friendly looking eyes behind a pair of glasses.
He's sitting at one of those tables that has like the checker chessboard built into it.
Okay.
And he's got checkers, you know, laid out. He's like playing himself.
Right. He's got like a bag beside him, a shopping bag, and every once in a while he like feeds the pigeons.
It's called Faceoff. Wearing a hockey jersey.
So you sit down in front of him, and he goes, do you owe him a favor, or does he owe you a favor? Because that's part of declaring a contact.
Is it? I didn't see declare a contact on here.
On the other side. When you need to call in a favor from a new contact, name and describe the contact and say why the contact owes you a favor or why you owe them a favor.
I think he owes me a favor.
Okay.
Because... I helped him the last time we worked together. I helped him get out from under the thumb of a local gangster,
okay,
who was trying to like press him and wanted him to, you know, to come work for him and was extorting him, and I helped him get out from that.
You punk.
So you sit down and Faceoff goes, oh. Cortez.
Ah, Faceoff. How are you?
Always good to see a fellow soldier.
How's the game today?
It's slow, you know. Not many customers, and I'm as bad at checkers as I always was.
I'm picturing Jonathan Banks.
I don't know who
Mike from Breaking Bad.
Oh. Yeah. I'll
help you today.
I'll reset the checkers. And start a new game with him.
All right.
Well, some friends and I are pulling a job, and we could use some convincing identification.
Game me.
That was really quick.
He's a checker shark.
You know, you're supposed to get me to bet money before you start winning. Anyway, I think I can manage that. I do owe you for that business with the Phoenix Mob.
Yeah, well, this would definitely square us up.
All right. What kind of IDs do you need?
N5.
N5.
Yeah, N5 Foundry's internal security.
Ooh, that's pretty specific. I'll have to see what I can do about that. Make me hit the street.
Yeah. Would my social manipulation cyberware fit into this?
I think so.
All right. So that would be plus... Gives me plus one? Plus one ongoing, yeah. So that's style, so I'm at plus one. Oh, 11.
Nice. Get a little something extra.
No, sorry, 13. 13. So that's 12 plus 1. 6 plus 6 is not 10.
No, it's not.
20.
So I choose either intel or gear and 2 from the list. So I'm going to choose gear because we have 1 intel already. We don't have any gear.
Kinds of cunt.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, so we get a little something extra. I don't have to choose from the list.
You get what you want. So yeah. he gets you the IDs. He says it's going to take a day or two, but I can definitely make those up.
That's fine. We're not in a rush on this one, thankfully.
And you know, since I do owe you, I do feel the need to provide you with a little something extra. So are you guys taking intel or gear?
I marked down gear.
Okay.
Because we have 1 intel already. Very good to have a gear. So at least we're even. Unless you guys think we need more intel. Yeah, okay. Gear it is.
Alright. So you finish your game of checkers and
I don't know. Who wins?
Roll plus nothing. Tell me what you do.
6.
He wins.
That's fine. But you said you stuck to checkers.
Well, you know.
You suck worse.
We'll have to play again sometime.
I like Will's answer. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
You suck worse.
You suck worse. I like that. Looks like you suck worse.
Yes, it does.
So he smiles at you. You get up and leave. And a couple of days later... a bike messenger comes and drops off a package for you, and it is...
Says, can you...
Is it all 3 of us, or just you and me?
What did you ask him for?
I'm going to say out of character. Yeah. Do we want IDs for all 3 of us? I think Will should... it would make sense if Cobra had his real ID on him. Yeah, so all 3 of us.
All right. So 3 IDs, N5 internal security, with the names and employee numbers that match up with the files you put into the into the system. And then
it's the same terrible picture, Will.
It is.
Ours are like regular, like we're flat faced, just staring at the camera. It's the same, like
the fish that is true in the.
Of course it is. And because you guys got gear, there's another second package that you weren't expecting, and a little handwritten note from Faceoff. Thought you might need this as well.
Okay. I took that
it's
away.
A checkerboard.
Well, no, we decide what it is later.
there's a book that says it's just checkers for rank beginners.
Like, the way the gear works is if our plan goes tits up and we need to, like, blow a hole in the wall to escape, that piece of gear was, like, a package of C4 that we could put on
the
wall.
Do we want to snag another contact?
You can only do it once per... Well, you can only do it once, but you guys...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I'm thinking that... I want to call my friend Bobby.
Okay.
So that he can pretend to be corporate in the event that they do call Portsmouth.
Okay. So you want Bobby to use that little intercept that you build in. Mm-hmm. All right. So who is Bobby and how do you know him and where are you meeting him?
He's like a street weapons dealer. You know, sells like guns with filed off serial numbers and things like that.
And where does Bobby hang out?
There's a watering hole.
Okay.
In town, in the city that he. He's got a bar stool that he.
So it's just like a dive bar.
Yeah.
He's just a permanent fixture. What is the bar called? Well, what's the bar called?
The actual bar?
Give me a name of a bar.
Coils.
Coils?
Yeah. C-O-I-L-E-S.
Yep. So you walk into Coils. It is a slow night. There's a bored looking middle aged bartender behind the bar polishing a glass. Nobody else in the place. The jukebox is playing the Rolling Stones. And you got Bobby sitting at the end of the bar, singing along to Down the Road a Piece.
Well, hi there, Bobby.
Defense. What can I interest you in this time? You like that Fleshit gun I sold you?
Sure do, but not really in the market for a new piece of for a new accessory. Could use a favor.
I'm not in the favor granting business, but I didn't ask. Do you owe Bobby a favor, or does he owe you a favor?
He owes me one.
He owes you one. Okay. I'm not really in the favor granting business, but you know, since
I'm not either. But remember that time that your wife gave me a call and asked me where you were?
You covered for me, and I do appreciate that.
Do the mate.
We need you to do the same thing.
I need you to cover for me with a phone call, too.
I suppose I could do that. What do you need me to say?
This number calls. You're from N5 Corporate in Portsmouth. Internal Affairs.
And yes, we work for you.
And yes, we work for you. And I'll give him the dossier with all the information.
All right. I think I can manage that one. Give me Hit the Street.
Is that cool?
Style.
Style. Seven.
Seven. Okay. So you get what you want, but choose two from the list below.
I guess it'll cost me extra.
Okay.
And they need me to help them out with something.
All right. So he says...
Actually, we don't have to do this immediately. We can... It'll take some extra time to put it together. We can wait a couple of days to do this.
Okay.
And it'll cost me extra.
All right. So he gets... He kind of, like, pales... And he says, "Look, you know, I'm comfortable lying, but internal affairs and N5, that seems like some pretty, you know, heavy shit. I don't think I can get into this."
What do you want?
Toss me a cred to cover the expense of, you know, putting myself on the line for you, and
it's all yours.
I'll do it.
When do you think you'll be ready to pull the trigger on this?
Unfortunately, I'm going out of town for a couple of days. I got a shipment coming up from Mexico. Got to make sure it gets
sleepy town of Juarez.
Yeah, sleepy little Mexican community.
All right, you call me when you're back in town.
Will do.
All right. Okay. Will, anything else you want to do?
You guys have one gear and one intel.
Yeah.
Now you just got to go to work for a couple more days.
Okay.
Want me to pack your lunch?
No, I'll do it myself. Tuna fish.
Could Will maybe get us more intel while he's at work?
Yeah, I'll say if you want to act under pressure, we'll abstract it and just like you've been, you know, checking out the lay of the land without getting noticed.
Sure.
I help Cortez buff up his checkers game.
He just beat me out of nowhere.
All right, don't worry, I'll help you.
He kicked me like...
Spartan!
He kicked me in 3 seconds.
I don't even know if that's possible.
He just moved... He cheated! Oh, God! I'm so stupid. Moved his piece across the board, knocked one of mine off, put it down, and said, kick me.
And I didn't even notice.
You know, that's not a move you're allowed to make.
Cobra, you go to work the next few days. Make me that act under pressure roll to snoop around without arousing too much.
With my cool. 12.
All right, you get intel.
One.
Yeah.
Intel plus one.
Okay. Mr. Bob Smith still is talking your ear off. But you've noticed
about
that
the family, about the kids, about what their soccer,
about why you
this
eat
guy
so
likes
much.
This guy likes me. This
about why you eat so much goddamn fish.
You got to start with is it? Well, I only brought tuna fish today.
I mean, I guess that's better, but really,
it's still fish.
I go
vegetarian is my source of protein. Sorry.
Pescatarian.
Is it vegetarians?
No. Vegetarians don't eat fish.
So pescatarian.
Vegetarians eat vegetables.
Yeah. At least I'm sure, you know, everybody, just give him a chance. If you bring in, like, one of those Glade air fresheners or something.
Oh, you got in trouble for bringing in tuna fish?
You know what?
Not in trouble.
I bring in a Yankee candle.
Okay.
By the bay.
Did you bring in a fish to candle?
Well, amazing.
Don't worry, I'll pack your lunch tomorrow, and I promise it won't be fish. I pack him some curry.
You know, it'll be a great trick to play on Will is if we can get a fish scented candle. But put like a thin layer of like lavender scented candle right on top, so it smells like lavender when he opens it, and then he burns. Like, oh, this is nice, and all of a sudden, boom,
fish, and it would smell like lavender fish because they would still be that.
Oh, that's terrible.
All right,
it'd be a baleen candle, like a candle made of like whale fat.
I put in fish scented, and the first thing that came up was fish scented candles.
Oh God. Yeah, I know. We're getting into the actual job right now, so
yeah.
You guys are headed in. I guess you still have your nondescript rental car, or you've rented a new one.
Just like a black, nondescript black sedan. Yeah.
All right. So you pull up to the security checkpoint outside the N5 campus. And the security guard, you know, same bored guy, leans out. Can I see your IDs, please?
It's just Ed and I, because Will's at work.
Yeah.
So we hand him our IDs.
All right. He looks at them, and his eyes, like, bug out a little bit, and he scans them. And he's like, anything I can help you with, sir?
Just open the gate, please.
Yes, of course. Enjoy your day, sir. And he chews in the code, and the gate opens up.
So far, so good. So we park and go into the front desk. What's the name of the guy who manages
Park?
Park is the head engineer.
Dr. Kwan is the lead engineer.
Right, Dr. Kwan's
Park is the foreman. So
right, okay.
He's in charge of the factory and the factory floor. The head of security for the campus is Mr. Lee.
Okay.
Man Ho Lee.
Mr.
Lee. Defense!
So I'll walk up to the secretary or the receptionist or whatever. I would like you to call Mr. Lee, tell him he's about to have a shit day. And please, use those words.
No, just leave out the shit day part.
Make me a fast hop roll.
Can that be play hard?
You're about to have a day.
Yeah, you can. You can play hard.
I was an asshole for purposefully.
Yeah, I would consider that as play hardball.
That's six.
That's a no, right?
Yeah, that's a no.
He's a miss.
That's a bad miss.
Guy laughs at you.
All right. So, she gives you like an gentlemen, if you'll kindly have a seat, I'll gladly call Mr. Lee. He'll be right down. He's a bit busy today, but I'm sure he will.
I'm going to step in front of. Defense. Does she have a name tag?
Yes, her name is Susan.
Susan, okay. Susan, I appreciate the position you're in, but we need you to call Mr. Lee, tell him that corporate security is here, and we have a very urgent matter to discuss with him about things on the production floor.
Alright.
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah, but you said it like an asshole.
Give me 1 second.
So that kind of works.
You know what, gentlemen? It might be easier if I just called you an escort and they brought you down to Mr. Lee's office. He's managing a new security initiative, just in the introductory stages. She's got like a little radio clip to her shirt. She says, can you send an escort team down here? We have two gentlemen from IA here to see Mr. Lee. A pair of security guards with sidearms, come down the hallway. They look at you this way, gentlemen. Follow us if you would.
Thank you.
And they walk down the hallway, one in front of you, one behind you. So what do you do?
I follow them, yeah.
Okay. They escort you into the security chief's office. There's a meeting room.
I'm Miguel Cortez?
Yes, you're Miguel Cortez. They have... a floor plan of the building, and the security chief is, what the hell is his name again?
Mr. Lee.
Yeah, Manho Lee is indicating points. So we want to establish a perimeter around the building here. We want to set up a new checkpoint, probably here at the entrance. I want to make sure that all of our employees are thoroughly checked before entering the factory floor.
As he says that, we walk in. It's probably something you should have done a week ago.
Gentlemen. Susan radioed ahead to say that you are coming. I'm aware of the situation. There have been several intrusions. IT is still trying to hunt down the attacker and what they might have been after, but they have reason to believe that it was that this facility is targeted. We're taking the necessary steps.
Mr. Lee, I'm afraid that you don't understand the severity of the breach that you have encountered. It is far worse than you think. Could we? How many people are in here?
It's Lee, the two security escorts, and there's another like a junior level security
person. Mr. Lee, do you want to clear the room or do you want us to talk about how big you fucked up in front of everybody?
Okay. We're soon you have your instructions. Go set up the perimeter. You two, you can go. He says to the guard. So everybody else leaves, and he kind of sits down behind his desk and slumps over a bit.
I close the door and then walk and sit down. I'm assuming he has chairs on the other side of his desk. I sit down. We know about the security situation here because IA had received tips that this place was under possible attack. We took precautionary steps to check your security. You did not do well. Why don't you have a Mr. Will Wilson come and join us? He should be a new transfer on your cleaning staff. I'm sorry, facilities maintenance, correct?
I thought they were custodians.
No, you can't say that anymore.
Oh, right. Sorry, facilities management.
All right. Give me a fast talk to have that come across the way you want.
Okay.
Can I keep doing play hardball because I'm being
a jerk? Well, play hardball is threatening violence.
I got a 10.
Okay.
Okay. He saw your IA badges and, you know, telling him that he fucked up. He knows he fucked up. He's expecting something like this. He gets on the, he dials into the PA system and, would a William Wolson please come to the security office? A William Wolson please come to the security office.
Meanwhile, Bob's talking my hair off.
And Bob's like, oh, that's not good.
It's all part of the plan. We went over this.
I guess I gotta go. Hopefully. See you, Bob.
Will Wilson sounds like a real fish guy, doesn't he?
He does.
So
you got a lot of fish guys out here in the desert.
Bob, like, yeah. Well, good luck. And
I walked to the office.
I don't know. A steamed halibut lunch here inland, far from any body of water. Doesn't sound healthy to me.
You come up to the security office and you see that the door is flanked by two armed security guards.
Hey guys, they called me in.
You Wilson?
Yeah.
All right. They show you in.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah. Oh no, sorry.
Here's your.
No. He has it already.
I have it.
Yeah,
it's on me.
Mr. Wilson, good to see you.
Hey, guys.
Would you show Mr. Lee here your security badge?
Sure. I'll take out my...
Would you show him your real security badge?
Then I have my Ryan security badge.
You might want to talk to Park, too.
So here's the problem,
Lee. Did he interview you?
Yeah. Park interviewed me.
Oh, we're going to talk to Park.
So you were a plant?
Yes. We were testing your security because we got rumors that the RE-99 could be a target. We were very easily able to get Mr. Mannix in here. It took us all of, 10 minutes?
Yeah. And you know what? If you take a look at your personnel files, you'll see a little mark, a little scuff mark, if you will, all over this guy's personnel file.
He pulls up William Wilson's. He stands in the William Wilson's.
It's just got like a tire tread marking on it.
He's like
an actual scuff mark.
It does show that he's been reprimanded several times for.
Yeah, and
have your IT people go over that and see how legitimate the file is.
Looks like it was pretty sloppy work, actually. Looks like it was planted poorly.
Ooh, I still made my bed to your position.
But your guys still didn't pick up on it.
Nice. I don't think Ryan can hear you.
And then someone else came in and punched all the characters and they died.
No, we were doing so well.
Eric, do you want to take over my character? Because I got to get going.
I'm Will now. It's
my No, your name is Cobra, all who right. is pretending to be Will Wilson, who is now pretending to be Ryan Maddox.
Oh. Okay.
You know.
Like you
that's
do.
That's a thing that happens.
And if you take a look at Mr. Wilson's, if you have your IT guys go over that, you'll see that that file was planted there poorly, I might add.
Didn't you do it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. By the way,
but I did it. But we're,
I know. No, I say that in character to you.
I'm an infiltrator.
Oh yeah, but I don't do sloppy work.
Are these yours?
I did it on purpose.
I'm an infiltrator, and I'm always trying to get them to come up with a team name, and they won't give me.
And you're the fish guy.
The
fish guy.
You're the guy who eats up fish in the employee microwave. Stick.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to pause and explain the plot to Eric?
No.
Or
yes.
We're just gonna.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So hang on, I'm gonna pause the recording, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna explain the plot thus far to our substitute player because Will's gotta go.
The story of a film so far.
All right,
gentlemen.
Eye drops.
You know that's how Tennessee Williams died?
Drinking your eye drops.
No, he he went to put eye drops in his eyes, and he had the cap in his mouth. Like he took the cap off, he put it in his mouth, and then he tipped his head back and.
So that's not how Tennessee Williams died.
Well, he choked.
He choked on the cap.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Uh-huh.
Oh man,
I ain't listened to a word that anyone told me.
All right, Will. Should we just keep referring to him as Will?
You're doing perfectly already.
So
he says, gentlemen, I do appreciate the security audit, and I would be more than happy to go over any of your findings with you, but I failed to see, like, how anybody could have possibly caught this. I mean, an employee being reprimanded for microwaving fish is hardly...
That's not the mark that was left on his record. When my associate here implanted the files, he purposefully did a poor job of it that your IT security should have been able to pick up on.
He queries the system, and so...
And,
it seems there was an error logged in the system. I suppose we would have caught it during the review.
And by then, the RE99 masks would have been stolen.
And you don't think that an employee showing up without any prior notice, just appearing and
without a security badge.
And without a security badge, because
that is highly suspicious.
Mr. Wilson did not have a security badge.
I will talk
right?
to the
you
staff
have, what did you tell the security guard that you left at home?
Yeah. It was in my drawer.
That's a pretty lame story, isn't it?
It is very, very thin, and I will definitely have words with the people on my staff who are
and you don't think your team didn't think that this should be looked into at all. Just give the guy a key card. Let him have free run of the facility.
I'll go tell them right now. If you, I left my key at home, so I'll just go in.
Mr. Lee, I understand the situation that you're put in managing the security of a facility like this. Sometimes things slip through the cracks. Our problem is with Mr. Park, who is supposed to be managing the staff that on the factory floor, just lets this person in. Imagine if it hadn't been us.
I can't help it. I'm just charismatic.
Well, I'm not making excuses for Mr. Park's lax behavior, but those masks are kept under several layers of security. They require a biometric scan unless I keep forgetting her name.
Yes, unless Dr. Kwan
is on site and we have authorization to take them out and produce them, those stay safely.
So you're saying that it's completely beyond the realm of possibilities that the agent in question, Mr. Wilson, being planted here, that he could have been some sort of an international man of mystery. Takes Dr. Kwan hostage, brings her into the clean room, and has her open the safe. He could be anybody. He could be the frickin' $6,000 man.
$6,000.
Whatever. What is it?
What is he wants the $6 million.
He could be the freaking $6 million man.
He wants to be the $6,000 man.
We don't
I've
have
got these
money.
Really cool glasses.
Those are some really crappy bionic.
Just a peg leg.
Yeah.
And a broom on his arm.
It's like the scene from Family Guy. They did MP. Well, yeah, they didn't say 6,000, but I remember.
he swipes the broom through the air, and there's the sound effect.
He could have been the fucking $6 million man, for all you know.
I could have been the $7 million man.
It's even more.
Actually, the reason that we went through this farce is because we have received credible information that someone is planning to steal the RE99 masks.
Now, to be frank, gentlemen, we were not totally unprepared. I was alerted to suspicious network activity.
So you knew something suspicious was going on, and you still didn't.
Let the man speak.
We have been doing our best to harden security on the Matrix servers, and in addition, I am setting up. While you were in the process of walking in, I was setting up. An additional layer of security around the factory floor.
Which is good. Unfortunately, we think that the best way to stop this theft from happening might be to allow it to happen. What we are going to do, we are tasked with removing the RE99 masks. We are going to take them with us today. And then you will keep going as you're going. And when these people try to steal the masks, they will instead find nothing, and we will arrest them and interrogate them before we hand them over to the authorities.
Oh, okay. So you're removing them to a safe site and setting up an ambush, as it were.
This is the ambush.
Okay.
We are going to take the masks with us and remove them to a safe off-site location. You and your security team will wait for the purported attack. We're not sure exactly when, but we do believe that things are already in the works. That's why we sent Mr. Mannix in here to test your security.
Fair enough.
When they eventually make their move, I'm sure that you will be able to catch them.
Well, you've like completely snowed this guy, he's just like completely defeated. He goes, "Oh, okay. I will call Dr. Kwan and get those masks for you as soon as I can."
And Mr. Lee, I'm sure we don't have to tell you what will happen if it turns out that someone does break in here and isn't caught?
No, I can imagine that would reflect rather poorly on my record.
Very much so.
I would probably go as far as to suspect that maybe there was an inside job. You wouldn't want the higher-ups to think that, would
now,
you?
Now, let's not slander the good man. He's put in a lot of good years with the company.
Right. He gets on the PA again. Dr. Kwan, please come to the security office. Dr. Kwan to the security office. Hangs up. A few minutes later. What?
I was just thinking about Will.
Is she hot?
A few minutes later, a breathtakingly gorgeous Korean woman.
I immediately take my pants off and start masturbating.
Wow.
I help by taking my pants off.
Is this throwing the mission a little bit?
Yeah, you can mark XP for that. Okay. Walks into
directives. Whenever I see a beautiful woman, I immediately start masturbating. Mark XP.
It's a hell of a directive.
Yeah.
So anyway, she comes in. She is wearing glasses and a gray wool skirt and a blue blouse and a lab coat.
Blue boobs. And boobs. She's wearing a shirt of boobs.
That's weird.
Cool. She's so creepy. Gorgeous that I forgot how to speak for her. She looks annoyed. She says, Mr. Lee, what is going on here? I'm in the middle of some very important schematic reviews.
Dr. Kwan, sorry to disturb you. My name is Miguel Cortez. This, what was your fake name?
Michael Douglas.
Right. This is my partner, Michael Douglas. We are from Internal Security. Wait. And this is Ryan Mannix.
Hi.
How wonderful for all of you. What is the meaning of this?
I won't bother you with the details. We need to take the RE99 masks with us for security reasons.
That will be impossible. We have a production run scheduled for tomorrow.
Well, that is probably... I look at Lee. Well, if that's when they're going to come out of the vault, that would be the most likely time to strike. I turn back to her. We have credible intelligence that agents are trying to steal the masks. We need to remove them from the facility to keep them safe.
Make me fast talk.
Can I? I have okay.
Can our gear be something?
That's what I was going to ask. So before I spend like the crew gear, I have personal. You have that piece of gear that you need right now. Could one of the things that Face Off give me have been like a fake, like a letter authorizing the transfer?
Sure. If he's
so, I'll spend the gear.
We're not asking, sweetheart.
So I'll produce a letter or a like a form, a bit whatever, authorizing the three of us to take. The 60.
I don't know why I've decided that Defense's alter ego is such an asshole.
So does that give me a bonus, or do I just spend
I'll let you have a plus one.
Okay. Which is fast talk?
Fast talk.
So that's style, and I have my social manipulation. 8,000. Your fast talks. NPCs do it, but someone will find out. The MC will advance the appropriate countdown clock. For PCs, well, not PCs.
All right, I'm going to advance the legwork clock. So basically, these things are going to be... it's going to be easier to trace you guys since you, basically let them know that this is what you're doing, and they do have descriptions of you. And
I have a fake mustache on top of my real mustache.
Well, so here's the thing. Will went on and on about how he's a master of disguise,
right?
But never
disguised himself.
But when he went in and infiltrated, didn't decide to disguise himself.
Is there a guy?
All right,
I got this.
I will.
He puts a
Where'd
finger,
you go?
He puts a finger in front of his lip like a mustache.
I will let you. I think there's a move that he has on his sheet that's related to his disguise ability.
Yeah, master of disguise. You can sell a persona so well that you set security forces at ease while you're in disguise, and your cover has not been blown. When you roll 12 plus to fast talk, you may lower the action clock by one segment.
Will really should have been the one. Like if this was a real story,
Will should have been the
Cobra
one.
Should have been the one who was making the speech that you were making.
Yeah, but...
But it's Will.
Yeah.
And now it's
and
me
now,
who missed the entire game.
And now it's Eric filling in for Will, because Will has a date.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, Will's going on a date.
Ooh, he didn't tell me
that. Is it with his mom?
No, he said it was with...
his dad?
Yes.
Mark?
Is it with Angelina Jolie?
I would guess no.
But,
it could be. It is possible.
I mean, Will is kind of in disguise as an employee.
Yes.
Yes.
Mustache.
Even with...
But you made the fast talk right already.
Yeah. But if you want to jump in and
is
make it
Is this a receipt from Ed again?
No, it's from me, I think.
All right. It's acceptable.
You can jump in and help.
Yeah. So she takes the letter and she like rips it out of your hands.
Ow!
And
paper cuts.
Reads it. She hands it over to Lee and says, they can't be serious about this. General Ambrose is going to be on site tomorrow and he's expecting us to do a run of the 99s.
Well, General Ambrose is going to be disappointed. He works for the government. I'm sure it won't be the first time.
What's more important, having him be happy or losing these important masks?
Clearly, we've already seen that it's very possible for someone to just come in with this measure of security and just take them.
Why are we still discussing this?
Mr. Lee holds up the paper to the light. This has the appropriate security watermark. It's the letter's authentic. I'm sorry, Dr. Kwan, but this is a directive from corporate in Portsmouth. We're going to need to provide these gentlemen with the masks until such time as they are deemed fit to be returned to us. So she goes, are you really just going to let these three jokers who show up off the street tell you that they're allowed to take our top secret designs without even calling to check up on whether or not that's true?
Oh, we plan for that.
So he says, well, I'll call corporate security.
Go ahead.
If you must.
Yeah, he picks up the phone and dials. Even and you get a little blip.
I'll let it go through.
you let it.
No.
You're all promptly arrested.
I will shunt it to Bobby.
Damn it, defense.
All right. So Bobby answers, and they exchange the
secret handshake over the phone.
They just slap the receiver.
I think you should role play the scene with Alex and Bobby.
It wasn't very secret.
Okay.
Why me? He's your character.
All right. So
hi, I'm Bobby. Welcome to the phone.
Welcome to Bobby's world.
Welcome to the phone.
Fine, you really want me to do it?
Yeah.
That's all right. I should say hello to people when they call me. Welcome to the phone.
So, Mr. Lee says,
Mr. Lee, Lee, defense.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, no. That was actually Ryan named him before Ed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Came up.
So it was just a coincidence.
An amazing coincidence.
But that is why my character is Michael Douglas.
Yeah. Because
I started to say, like, oh wait.
Mr. Lee! Defense!
How does Bobby answer the phone?
Welcome to the phone.
What's his fake name?
Or
the person that he's impersonating.
He's,
Fauntleroy.
Bill Bricks.
Bricks.
Oh shit, we called the lumber department.
this is Lee Man Ho, employee ID, and he rattles off, R833.
Ah, Mr. Lee. Hope my boys weren't too angry with you.
Yes, Mr. Bricks, sir. They were just going over their findings with me. I wanted to authenticate with you that we are supposed to relinquish the plans for the layer masks for Renegade Echo 99 to Mr. Mannix.
To Mr. Mannix, Mr. Cortez, and Mr. Douglas. That's correct.
Any idea when we can expect those back, sir? Our lead engineer is down here, and she is very, very fired up because we are not going to be able to fulfill our production contract.
Well, personally, I would tell her that you could get them back when you and your team get your shit together.
I'd be less worried about her being fired up and more worried about her being fired.
Well, no, she didn't do anything. I would be more concerned with... less concerned with production quotas and more concerned with security measures, Mr. Lee. You'll get the chips back when we decide that they're not going to be stolen. Hopefully the production run can wait. Because if we don't have the masks, then our production drops to zero.
That is very true, sir. Before we sign off, I just want to do today's security authentication code.
does he have?
Can we spend a point of intel for Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it's for. So we'll spend a point of intel and give him the security code. Foxtrot dancer baby.
That's a good one. I like it.
He checks
the next password at work.
He checks, you can see that today's security authentication code is Foxtrot Dancer Baby.
I mean, if they're going daily, eventually whoever's coming up with them is going to start hitting the bottom of the barrel.
they're really reaching for those security clearance code words.
Man, 2 days ago they had password as the password.
I remember last week it was tuna fish sandwich. I think the guy was just hungry.
thank you, Mr. Bricks. We'll get those plans out as soon as possible.
You damn well better. And he hangs up.
So, like, if someone's fighting that guy, are you
satisfied? Thank you. Bricks? Get the masks.
All right, Douglas, calm
Thanks
down.
For I'm sorry, Dr.
Talking
Quan,
over my pun.
I called corporate headquarters and spoke to one of the head security people, and I mean, you heard the authentication code checks out, and she says, "Well, that's just great. I better get on the phone to corporate because they're going to need to smooth this one over with the military. They're expecting those units."
Unfortunately, we can't let you know. We can't have you telling anyone that the units aren't here yet. For security measures, we are trying to use this to lure in the thieves. So you're going to have to tell the military in person tomorrow.
Make me fast talk.
Ten.
Ten.
Yay.
All right. But I'm not explaining to General Ambrose, why we can't do his production run. That man is a dick.
I'm sure he is. Maybe someone from PR can do it. They're good at smoothing things over.
Hey, I think you should have Park explain it. It's all his fault anyway.
Lee says, Dr. Quan, just General Ambrose has been here before. We'll give him a bottle of scotch. It'll smooth things over. You know, he'll understand.
Speaking of scotch, I could use one.
I like scotch. Douglas,
oh,
it's like...
Right, of course, Mr. Douglas. so he pours you a scotch.
Over again.
Yep.
I give up.
As I said, if you gentlemen will be preparing a full report, I will gladly take any recommendations you might have. If you want to look over my security plan, any input you'd have would be invaluable.
Well, our primary focus right now is getting the masks into a safe location. Once we have them secured, we'll send you a report with our recommendations.
I wouldn't mind a copy of your security plan, though, just to look it over.
Your phone number?
Of course.
And, busy later? Want to maybe get dinner?
So, Dr. Quan goes out
really
of the room.
Big job.
She comes back.
We're tricking some people into giving us masks.
She comes back about half an hour later with
three big briefcases.
Yeah, basically. Mr. Park, who is completely like red in the face and angry.
I wait.
He and Mr. Lee, he starts up like, what the fuck? And Lee just like shushes him. All right, gentlemen. The masks are here. I'm just going to need a final bio-authentication from each of you before I can turn them over.
What? Out of character? What does he mean by that?
Spit
in a jar.
we think we said they were using iris scans, so they need eye scans from you. I mean, obviously, you created the personnel mm-hmm. files, so you would have known to put that in there.
Right. So.
Oh, so that's right. In the file already. So you yeah. said okay. Okay.
So their bio, we're bio authenticating us as ourselves.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
Just under fake names.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I'll give them the iris scan.
All right, you guys all.
Do you like my eyes?
Yeah, they're fine. Yours?
I've been told they're as blue and deep as the ocean.
And as I said, please send me your findings. I would be more than happy to go over your report and to make any necessary changes.
We will. My first suggestion, from what I hear, Park here. Maybe he should spend some time being bumped down to custodial staff. Oh, I'm sorry. Facilities management.
Park, like, gets up and looks like he's about to physically assault you. And
if he tries, I'm good at solving, choosing to use violence to overcome a problem when nonviolent option exists.
Mr. Lee just, like, Park, sit down. So you pick up the cases.
Yeah.
And
I guess one each. Yeah. Three of us.
The three of you march out of the plant.
I'm showing off how strong I am. I'll pick it up in case the girl is interested.
I don't think she is.
Not even a little bit.
Part of me wants to hinder the mission for a chance at extra profit and try to get her phone number.
That's not profit.
Yeah, I give the profit of a nice lady who wants to speak to me.
That was something else that Will could have done while he was working at this company for a week.
Talk to anyone?
Try to find another angle for profit.
Yeah.
And get XP, but it's Will, so he didn't. Anyway, so you guys walk out of the place, get into your nondescript black sedan, and drive off with
Allie's home.
Can we walk away from the place, like, all cool-looking, like, sunglasses?
Yeah, we got sunglasses.
Our hair billowing, if we have it long enough.
We established at the beginning of the game that they are all very well-dressed.
Yeah, we all jumped. Well, he's probably in, like, his jumpsuit.
I'm in my disguise.
No.
Yeah.
It won't fit right. He's a little worried.
Hello. And we walk out.
Yep.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
So now you've got these production masks for the chip. You need to get in touch with Mrs. Klein, and
she said post on the forum, right?
Yeah.
So I guess Michael Douglas here can do that.
Yeah, I'll post.
All right, and then we do the last scene with getting paid.
When we leave, Cobra goes, what about internal affairs? No, we're not. We don't need a team name, okay?
So I was thinking Ryan Mannix and the other guys?
No, okay, that was your fake name.
Right.
If we don't want to make a team name with your real name. Never mind.
We're not doing a team name right now. Or ever.
The team without a name? That's a team name.
I just drive out to the desert.
All right. So who is making the getting paid?
It's bad enough that we all live together.
Why doesn't Will make it?
All right.
He hasn't made any rolls for this.
How do I do that?
So you roll plus the legwork clock, which is 5 segments, because you guys did really well.
Nice.
Okay, so two dice
plus five.
Sixteen.
All right.
So I believe that's 10 plus.
So you choose 3 from the list below.
Flip over your move sheet. Getting paid.
Let's see. I like it's not a setup or an ambush.
Me too.
Hooray!
I think, what do you guys think about paid in full? Paid in full sounds good?
Paid in full's good. And I would say the meeting doesn't attract attention.
Yeah, that's the one I was leaning towards, but I didn't know if we wanted experience.
Yeah.
No, oh, it's a one-shot experience, isn't it?
Oh, true. Okay, yeah, so yeah, and the meeting doesn't attract the attention.
1, 2, and 4.
All right. So you guys pull up, and it is again Mrs. Klein with her expensive sports car.
Sound like here goes to Mrs. Claus.
Hello, everyone.
She says,
"That's Mrs. Claus, Mrs. Doubtfire."
All right.
It's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Gentlemen, you're late.
Late.
The post said 12:30. It is now 12:45.
Oh, apologies. I didn't realize that we had a timetable, but we hit some traffic getting out of the city. Nonetheless, we have some suitcases for you. And, like, we reach to the trunk, and each of us pulls out one of these big, I'm assuming it's like silver metal briefcases.
They are very heavy duty, you know, airtight seals. Mm-hmm. And
I'll give you mine for a price. You have to tell them that we have to make up a team name.
I give her Eric's. 60 Renegade Echo 99 layer masks. As requested.
Right.
And like nothing's wrong with it. It just doesn't
obviously work. I can't very well authenticate these things here. It would ruin the masks themselves. However, assuming I get them back and they are legitimate, then payment will be deposited in your account.
Oh yeah, didn't we just kind of take the masks without making sure they're legitimate or anything?
Mm-hmm. But we're pretty sure.
Hello.
I'm Will now.
Everyone was asking about you.
And Ryan.
Yeah, I'm everyone.
So she loads them into the trunk of her sports car.
We all have that thought, but we don't.
Yeah.
As soon as she drives away,
didn't we just take the masks and not authenticate them?
Yep.
We can make our team name the Idiots.
We're not making a team.
I'm pretty sure they're okay.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah. They're
they explode 50 feet from the.
So about 6 hours later, you get a notification from your bank saying that you are all 4 cred richer.
Woo!
Yay! I guess Will spent some cred because he says he start with 5 cred, but he had 3.
Yeah, you have to put in money to do the job.
Okay. Yeah, you put in money to get money. It's kind of strange.
Also, I mark XP for getting paid.
It's kind of strange.
Just looking at. And if we're going by the mission directives, you guys gained access to the N5 Foundries factory, so that's an XP for each of you.
Okay.
You get 3 XP for obtaining all of the production masks. And 2 more because you escaped without being detected or disrupting the production line.
Where do we mark
it? It's on the back of your infiltrator sheet. Damn.
That's six. That's six.
Six altogether?
Yeah. I got 7. So I'm special.
I don't think I did any of my directives.
I did not.
I have no idea if I did.
You did not.
I tried to at the end.
So, did I resolve a charge situation without violence?
Okay, so we're getting in the car, and I want shotgun, so I punch one of you. I deliberately chose to use violence to overcome.
Was there any information about Shum Core on that information I obtained?
You would have to take steps to decrypt it.
Okay.
Will does have a disguise kit.
Yeah, he just never used it.
Yeah.
Because I think that whole thing with Lee was pretty charged. And we diffused it without when the doctor, when Quan came in.
Yeah, okay. You managed to, you set it all up so that you had the letters and the infiltration stuff that you needed.
I lied about my identity and it put the mission at risk.
Didn't put the mission at risk.
That's true.
That was the mission. It would have been at risk if you didn't lie about
it. I mean, it was a risk. It was a mission risk.
What's your name? And he just gives his exact
lying about
name.
My identity shit. Was a risk.
I mean, that was good.
All right. So as an epilogue, the theft is never reported. You don't see anything in the news about it. If you're keeping track of any of the players involved, Mr. Lee and Mr. Kwan are definitely fired.
Kwan too?
Yeah, not Quan, sorry. Mr. Lee and Mr. Park.
Oh, well, yeah.
Are definitely fired.
Oh, most definitely.
You would... Dr. Quan had nothing to do with it. She just, you know, did what she was told by security.
Yeah.
Did we just get through a mission without killing anybody?
Yeah.
Give me a
second. You don't...
I shoot Ryan. Myself.
you did leave some interesting things for the security and IT people in at N5 to pour over.
Well, I was going to say, one of the things that Ed should do after we get our payment is just totally delete us from the security of the Matrix.
Yeah.
We were never there.
Yeah, I'm just going to delete all of us and delete that shunt.
Okay.
So that if they try to call... Corporate's going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I will say as the epilogue, you do that and it comes off really smooth, so that it looks like Lee just gave these things to three people who walked in off the street.
Hooray.
But you have no idea who hired you, and there's no way for it to get traced back to you, and... you know, mission success.
That's fine.
So, that was the clean getaway.
It was.
So, thoughts, comments, suggestions, questions?
I liked it. Did you expect us to actually make a clean getaway?
I figured it would be a challenge, but I liked the way you guys took it. Like, I was...
I don't think I've ever been part of a game where we didn't just murder everyone.
That went so well.
I personally was not a big fan of the part I wasn't here for, but once I got here, man, it was all gold.
I'm glad you like that part.
No problem, man.
I've had this idea kicking around in my head a while, and I was like, I never get to run the sprawl. I want to run the sprawl.
Yeah, oh, I like it.
So anyway,
I think it was interesting because, like, between the three of us, Alex is really the only person who had any combat skills.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't take the killer.
Yeah. My one of Will's directives is being violent. When you deliberately choose to use violence to overcome a problem and non-violent objects.
Right, but your main thing is, like, being sneaky.
And,
right. And my main thing was going into the computer system.
Yeah, well, my main thing is planning.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I had that thing where you guys get bonus if you're following the plan.
Right. When I thought about this, I thought, like, well, there's a couple of ways they can do it. They can infiltrate the clean room in the factory. They could... You know, if they really didn't care, they could just go in loud and noisy and, you know, shoot everybody, but then they'd have security on them, and the client would definitely have reason to complain. You guys took a tactic that I, like, because I figured you would get someone in, and then they would have to, you would have to steal the security key and figure out some way to spoof Dr. Kwan's iris.
Yep.
For the eye scan, but you were just like, nope, we're just gonna set up a situation. Yeah, we're just gonna set up a situation where they want to give us the masks, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I had fun.
I'm glad you guys liked it, and thank you all listeners for listening in. Any last Will thoughts from our substitute Will?
I still want the girl's number.